shopping, everybody. The Drew and Mike Show is in the Deals in the D.com studios for Wednesday. And, oh my, there's so much going on today. I don't even know where to start or where it'll finish, but I don't want it to finish 3.5 hours from now like a couple of recent shows.
Maybe we should start like Jimmy Fallon started last night. That was great. Did you ever watch it?
I'm just speechless. I feel bad. He's apologizing for the second time for wearing blackface. And
it's very dramatic.
He already apologized, but then he goes on to say that he had to look in the mirror. And then he had to get educated. So he hired educators. Like, who was the last person to do that?
Hannah B. Was he looking in the mirror when he had blackface on? I mean, that probably would have stopped the problem originally.
Could he and Hannah B. have a class together and save the money on the educators?
Yeah, but didn't Hannah B.'s educator, didn't we assign him to somebody else yesterday, too? That guy's busy. Or girl. Could be girl.
Well, I think the educator could earn a lot of money if she was able to educate all these people at once. Save her some time. Or his time. But Fallon already apologized for this. I'm not sure why he felt he had to do it again, but
maybe he did blackface again.
When Jimmy Fallon's talking about the blackface last night, and he's talking about getting educated and looking in the mirror, and that all of us need to do the same thing so we can understand the depth, the root of all this craziness. First of all, I thought we were talking about him doing blackface. But nonetheless,
He also talks about his past mistakes. I'm like, oh, what else is there? What else you got there, Fallon? Come clean, my man.
I got to ask you guys a question. Has Chris Rock said anything about this?
No, he didn't care.
No, but I would think he would come out and say, hey, lighten up, dude.
I thought he did, actually. I thought...
I looked it up today. I could not find it because I was sure he would do that. I mean, is Chris Rock not as chill as I thought he was? Now I've got so many things to worry about. Also, I want to know, why is Lorne Michaels not apologizing for this? Because nothing gets on Saturday Night Live without Lorne Michaels.
Yeah.
I didn't see Chris Rock actually come out and make any mention of it. I know he's been on Jimmy Fallon's show several times since, but I did see that, like, Jamie Foxx, he came out and defended Jimmy Fallon.
Don Lemon also defended Jimmy Fallon.
Great. I think that does more harm.
Maybe. I feel so guilty for admitting this, but I will. And go ahead, cancel me if you must. When Jimmy Fallon was talking about getting educated about his whiteness or about his lack of understanding about blackness, I was dreamweaving badly.
Oh, I know. Well, the very beginning.
I apologize.
Here's the very beginning. This is from The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon.
Welcome to The Tonight Show. Seeing what is going on in our country.
Now, immediately I'm distracted by his background because it's very rustic and he's got all these cubby holes filled with stuff. And I just felt like it was too much stuff.
Right off the bat, I could tell, though, that he was going to get real serious. And I'm like, I don't think Jimmy Fallon being serious really, it doesn't translate.
Doesn't work. He's not a serious guy, really. So does it work? No.
Well, I miss Fallon, but I caught Kimmel and he started the same thing. He didn't apologize for blackface, but he started very morose as well.
Why hasn't Jimmy Kimmel apologized?
Oh, yeah, he was Carl Malone, wasn't he?
Yeah. But so why is it okay for Jimmy Kimmel and not Jimmy Fallon? And by the way, I think it's really silly to be talking about either one of them. They both seem to be very evolved people.
Yeah. Well, it's because he became the attack target.
Jimmy also said, and we should get this dropped.
Seeing what is going on in our country, I'm not going to have a normal show tonight.
All right, next show. I mean, if you're a Tonight Show, which I don't know who is a Tonight Show viewer. I don't know anybody that watches the Tonight Show. But what, the second he says that, when you be like, click.
Well, I want to know, did they put in the listings Jimmy's guest is the head of the NAACP? And if that affected viewership, did more people tune in or tune out?
Yeah.
And should the people that tuned out because of that, should they be canceled? Maybe.
I don't know. I thought people watched the Tonight Show to watch celebrities do silly games.
Maybe
now's not the time.
I want us to get the drop of Jimmy Fallon saying, I'm not a racist, which I just love it when people say that, because when they're saying I'm not a racist, it seems to me that the subject is in doubt.
Yeah. Well, that's what I mean. He has all these past transgressions.
I'm not a racist. That's what's so insane about this.
That's what's so
I'm not a racist.
We should start collecting I'm not a racist statements and edit them all together, shouldn't we?
Sure, yeah.
He talked about how when this first came out, I was scared. I was scared of losing The Tonight Show. Not concerned that his blackface had upset people who have understood the historical nature of minstrel shows and blackface and all the upset that goes along with that. He was more concerned about losing the Tonight Show.
Yeah.
And he was advised to be silent. And I think that was pretty good advice, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But he could not stay silent because he feels so horrible about this skit where he impersonates Chris Rock. Even though Lorne Michaels let it go through.
Once again, he probably faced a wall of crying producers, and he didn't know what to do.
Yeah, that's right. How could those writers report to work? They must have replaced all the crying writers who could not stop crying over Norm MacDonald coming on after he suggested Roseanne meet with Louis C.K.
Yeah, yeah. Whatever, man.
By the way, do people want us to stop talking about this idiotic stuff, or are you amused by it? Because somebody said, please stop talking about celebrities saying dumb things. And I understand, because I get sick of it, too.
But it's the fun part of it. I mean, that's really the only fun thing going on here?
There are so many cancellations going on right now. First of all, let me point out that...
I also have more evidence as to why 20-something-year-old white women are the worst.
Okay.
Whenever you want to do that.
And I wonder if those who are keeping track, the race I hate the most today is still the white race.
Okay. Well, thanks for hating me,
I apologize. I'm sorry. I don't even divide it down into 20-something people. I just... Today's Facebook Live is brought to you by Emergency Response Services Incorporated. I apologize to them because those guys were white, too. I had lunch with them.
Let me just say this, okay? On behalf of all Caucasians, I apologize.
Get that shit in.
I apologize for the Caucasian race.
Southeast Michigan's fastest... Boy, we need to curb your enthusiasm about now, don't we?
Yeah.
Somehow, South Park. Somehow Larry would find the way to make us laugh and look at the insane aspect of all of this without feeling horrible. Southeast Michigan's fastest responders to your home or business, water extraction, drying needs. They also do mold removal, storm damage, fire damage, any debacle that requires emergency activity. These are the guys, Emergency Response Services, Inc., and call 877-JOB-DONE. I love that phone number. It's great. 877-JOB-DONE.com is the website. Tell them you came from our show. And they also do COVID disinfection, which is awesome. Although COVID doesn't seem to be that important anymore for some strange reason.
COVID-19!
If you're an emergency plumber or work for a plumbing supply house in Southeast Michigan, call now for your free COVID disinfection treatment in your workplace or vehicle.
COVID-19!
Okay. Leah Michele has stepped in shit also.
Oof.
As she was simply, it seemed to me, on the face of it, I don't follow her, so I didn't see the original tweet. Brandon, was she trying to support the protesters?
She was, yeah. She basically was doing what a lot of the celebrities are doing right now and voicing a strong support for protests over the death of George Floyd. She tweeted out that George Floyd did not deserve what happened, that it was not an isolated incident and that it must end. And then she hashtagged Black Lives Matter. We've seen a lot of celebrities do this, and most are, you know, met with, you know, applause. People are happy that they've joined into the chorus. However, there was one actress named Sammy Ware who did not take this tweet very lightly whatsoever. She had to retweet it in all caps. Remember when you made my first television gig a living hell?
Oh, Samantha's Black. Did you point out that Samantha's Black?
I was unaware.
Okay. She's Black, and she's essentially trying to say that you are mean to Black people. So she says, laughing my fucking ass off because, well, anyway, go ahead, Reed.
Yeah, she said, I'll never forget. I believe you told everyone that if you had the opportunity, you would shit in my wig, amongst other traumatic microaggressions that made me question my career in Hollywood. So there's kind of a bit, it backfired on her, and it turned into a Leah Michele is over party.
She's already lost one of her sponsors.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Which I think the news should be.
All she said. So in other words, if she did not support the protesters, she would still have the sponsor.
Yeah, exactly. Which in a way, it's nice because maybe all these people will just stop using social media in general. But did you know she had a sponsorship with HelloFresh?
I was not aware of that sponsorship. I will no longer be using HelloFresh, whatever it is.
They said, HelloFresh does not condone racism nor discrimination of any kind. We are disheartened and disappointed to learn of the recent claims concerning Lea Michele. We take this very seriously and have terminated our partnership with Lea Michele, effective immediately. Hashtag all lives matter. Now, what if they put all lives matter?
No, that's good, though, because I get HelloFresh. We occasionally eat
HelloFresh. You better change to Blue Apron.
Wait.
No. I'm happy now that I open up and I get my meals out. I know a racist didn't make this meal.
Hold the phone a second. Has Lea Michele, do we know that everything Samantha Ware says is true, that she does not like black people, that she makes black people's lives a living hell?
Does
she deserve to tell her side of the story, or should we just cancel her?
It seems to be that she made that one black woman's life worse because she has had... her name, Samantha Ware, has had a lot of backup and agreement that she told her, you can't sit at this table and this and that she treated her like shit, which to me, it just sounds like a Hollywood asshole.
Well, people do crappy things to each other. It doesn't mean that they don't support the protesters.
No. I know that. But it's not that part of the conversation is gone. It's about how big of an asshole is Lea Michele? Which, by the way, isn't she pregnant right now? How can they do this to her?
Oh, cancel when she's pregnant? You canceled her fetus!
And the only reason I know or believe that she's pregnant right now because she posted a picture of her in her bikini to show how hot she looks whilst pregnant.
Yeah.
Which apparently is another thing we all need to know.
HelloFresh canceled a fetus. That's terrible.
She's a mother.
And she's not the only one. I mean, Emma Watson did the same thing today where she had posted some support of... I think she was doing
The protesters? Did she support the protesters?
No, she was anti-protester.
By the way, anytime anyone is going to say anything that is at all critical of what's going on right now, we'll always precede it by, of course, I support the protesters. Watch how many times you see that happen, because it happens all the time. Just like
Emma Watson, from Harry Potter, big movie actress. She has like 50 million Instagram followers, and so people were very, very upset with her after she had posted some support. I think she was doing the Black Tuesday thing, you know, where everybody makes their that they post the black
square, which, by the way, is stopping important information about Black Lives Matter from getting through social media because they're using the tag.
Wait, what's so their complaints? I don't know about their complaints. What is this thing?
People are blacking out their social media and they're putting hashtag Black Lives Matter, and they're fucking up the flow of by that hashtag trending with the blank.
Oh, whatever.
Squares. I know. I said the same thing.
Great. I'm glad I didn't know.
Nice going, Oprah. Nice going, Aniston. Cancel them both. Okay. What did Emma Watson do?
Well, she's
because I used to like her.
She's very involved in a lot of social projects, and she's very charitable, and this is something that no one would really be surprised by her support, but. It just seems that her fans all attacked her for being tone deaf. Twitter just started bashing her for not posting sooner.
Wait, I'm sorry. What's her crime?
Hold on. I got to find everything perfectly exact. Hold on.
Okay. While you're collecting yourself, I will mention a cancellation that was very surprising to me. The Sacramento Kings have canceled their play-by-play announcer, and what he did was he was conversing with DeMarcus Cousins and Chris Webber and some other Kings players.
Grant Napier?
Yes. And someone asked him, what is your view of Black Lives Matter? To which he responded in caps, all lives matter, every single one. And the Kings have put him on leave and said that he does not represent the feelings of the Sacramento Kings organization and, all of these other appropriate things, of course, which seems to be, is there a standard, almost like a boilerplate statement when this happens now? Yeah. You know, I never knew that I had the capacity to hate so many people at once. It's incredible.
Well, yeah, you hate all white people.
Well, it's not just white people, but I mean, it's just, there's so many people who are showing their ass on a daily basis, and it's just...
You know who agrees with you about the Sacramento Kings guy?
Why don't these sports guys just talk about sports?
You and Juice, same page, as always.
I don't want them to just talk about sports. I just want them to have... I want sports to come first.
Yeah. Well, it does, but there's no sports.
No, there isn't. I think LeBron is a little heavy-handed with his statements lately, by the way.
Except I'm kind of on the same page with him now, and this goes along with 20-something-year-old white women being the problem. Did you see what...
Yeah, he's mad today about what?
And he should be mad about these people that are out there, these Instagram influencers.
Oh, yeah.
And their photo their photo ops. Here's one. This girl gets out of her car.
Her Mercedes.
Yeah, yeah. To take a picture of someone boarding up their store. By the way, not that hot, I just want to point out.
And she borrows a drill to pretend she's helping.
Yeah. She thanked him, though. She was very happy.
Good job, guys. BLM.
Good job, guys.
What's up, guys? BLM.
BLM, is that what you said?
I'll back it up. I want to hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy.
What? Good job, guys. BLM.
Yeah, you're right.
BLM. Is that, you know, maybe we should, instead of saying hello, should we just say BLM? Or like when you answer the phone, BLM.
Here's another one. This girl, of course, it's a picture of her ass. She's standing in front of a T-Mobile. Well, it's a video of her boyfriend taking a picture of her. What a turd. While she's in front of a T-Mobile that had been
this girl is making her boyfriend take a picture of her in front of a smashed T-Mobile.
Is that the same girl?
No, different girl.
Oh, my God.
I hope the girl filming it's okay. She's really
put out
by that.
This girl is making her boyfriend take a picture of her in front of a smashed T-Mobile.
She's got a nice butt.
I love the gasp.
Oh, my God.
You need to leave.
You know, I'm sorry. I apologize for everyone that's included in this, but I think I might hate everyone. I really do. I might just hate every single human person.
Even me? No.
I'm sorry. That's probably, I think I've gone too far.
Rough. Yeah, geez.
I think I've gone too far.
You're canceled.
Well, I can join
all
these other...
I love every single person, so.
Who else has been canceled today?
Oh.
Oh, go back go back to Emma Watson.
Yeah, let me
what
go
did
back
she do?
To Emma Watson. I did see, so what it was is at first people were hounding her pretty hard because she hadn't made a statement, right? And so since today was the Black Tuesday,
who is hounding her? By the way, who's hounding her? Who's keeping track of all the people who've said something or not said something? How do we know her mother isn't in intensive care in the hospital?
I understand, but it's 50 million fans and people were just peppering her with how come you're not doing this, that, the other. And so she participated for the Black Tuesday, as many have, and the responses, all the comments and the replies just seem to attack her, like, slow down, and you should have done something sooner. So it's just another reason that, you know, you're told that if you're silent, that you're complicit, you know, and that's just as bad. But then when you say something, there's almost a risk that I don't know if people are going to take this right. I might get in trouble.
There's a good chance they won't. Because if you say, I'm going to use my white privilege, then it's like, get out of here. You don't even belong in this world of commentary because you have no clue what's going on. Olivia Jade or whoever it might be.
Exactly.
And then
if you don't
reference you didn't even mention your white privilege, you bitch.
It's definitely selective because we see like Seth Rogen being praised, you know, for, you know, the stuff that
he for
puts
bailing out
there.
All the Antifa.
Sure. And stuff like that. But then you see the Olivia Jades and the Emma Watsons and the Leah Michelles who just get turned around and slammed. And that's not it. I mean, we saw over the weekend what's his name? He's got a real weird name. There was a Fox News reporter. He's got a crazy name. I'll come up with it. But he got praised over the weekend because he was involved in some pretty rough reporting where he was all through the protests. And
oh, yeah. He was out in public at these various protests.
Yeah. And following that, a lot of his colleagues from all various different news sources, even competitors, came out and they praised him for his work that he had done. But wait a minute. He was a bully in high school. And we found out that the host of some podcast I can't remember that one either. I apologize. But she's actually well known. She went to high school with this guy and he was a bully to her. So he got canceled.
Wait, how do we know that he was a bully?
She said so.
She said so.
They fired him for that?
He's not fired.
Oh,
he's canceled?
Detroit Popcorn. Detroit Popcorn, they got in trouble.
Oh, yeah.
Well, G already said.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
he
said,
Knicks?
He said, didn't James he say Golden? Somebody needs a knee on their neck?
They wonder why they need knees on their necks.
Okay. Certainly a stupid thing to say. Yeah, and he said this on his, thing. Did you say this on his Twitter or his Facebook?
I thought it was a private conversation. That's what
I said. That's nice. So someone who knows him well enough to speak privately with him tattled on him.
Well, let me just make sure.
Oh, my God.
He said, I said something I shouldn't have said, and I regret saying it now. It has nothing to do with race.
He was responding publicly to a separate post, so it was public. He deleted it, but, of course, you know, nothing is ever deleted in the media.
And you can't ever be sorry either.
Well, it depends on the crime, because usually we used to love it when people apologize.
Well, it depends on what they're apologizing
for.
That's
what I mean. It depends on the crime.
The delicacy of this is insane.
I got to believe if they make a good product, they will be fine.
Well, I don't know. You know, I know someone else who
The Detroit Zoo has already canceled them, though. They're dropping them as a commissioner or a concessioner.
Well, the Detroit Zoo also canceled you, Mark, so you don't have much to say.
I know.
You know
I'm
what?
I'm a member of the Zoological Society of Detroit.
I got a direct message about this. Yesterday, I didn't connect it until you mentioned the Detroit Zoo, because I believe this person said something to the effect that Detroit Zoo's really angry about it, and that's Detroit Popcorn Company. Okay. Anyway, the person was implying, and I believe suggested that, I think she said 15 people are going to lose their jobs, that this account is so big, and that other people are also responding, and it sounds to me like it's really... It's a big problem for a lot of people who have nothing to do with the Post. But what is this guy, what's his position with Detroit Popcorn Company? Do we know?
This is
the owner.
Okay. I mean, this is really, it's not exactly like the blacklist, but it's kind of like the blacklist. It's like one mistake and you're gone. And, you know, the fact that the zoo feels they have to cancel them because they probably heard from a lot of people. I mean, this is the problem with social media, or maybe it's the good part of social media, depending on how you feel or what has happened, is that all the people in that little world will immediately ram them, just overpower them with messages about, how dare you work with this, blah, blah, blah. And
then the next day they'll forget about it, move on to the next
He
thing.
May have, you know, he probably made a very flip remark. And I think I read where he's not a racist and that he supports the protesters and all those things. But no one believes him now, of course.
Breaking news. It looks like he's not the owner of the Detroit Popcorn Company.
Yeah, I don't think he's the owner. I think he's a relative, isn't he?
No. He was the owner until about an hour ago.
Oh,
and
he sold
like,
what kind of deal
it looks
did
like
he?
The former owner has come out of retirement to repurchase it.
This is a family member. I'm suspicious already.
As the zoo commented, I would check Twitter, but I'm not allowed to look at their.
Is the zoo going to take them back? Because he does business with the guy that said it.
Who cares if they're going to? Should they? But yeah, they should. Because most of the people there don't care or won't know about this story, and they just want to eat some fucking delicious popcorn.
Well, there's also people who are punished who have nothing to do with what was said.
It's a good ad for him, actually. I mean, how many people didn't know about the Detroit Popcorn Company?
I forgot about him, too.
So now I know.
Business could actually be good if they can get through this.
They should go on a I'm Sorry tour on the TV stations for the cooking segment.
It would be a good commercial for their product.
But, you know, it's really incredible how you say something dumb and it's over. It's just over. Mm-hmm. And people say dumb shit. All the time. They really do.
Can people start thinking before they say dumb shit or hit
send? No, they can't because everyone doesn't do that. People are not perfect and they say dumb shit all the time.
Do you think most people have learned, though, to maybe think about something before they send or hit post?
No, you know, we can shove political correctness down people's throats. They will not always get it every time. Some people will never get it and some people don't care. They don't care if they're being told that it's wrong to say this or you're not woke enough. They're going to say what they're going to say. And
well, that's fine.
I think it's just a wee bit crazy to expect people to never say something wrong, something racist, something stupid, something that's maybe, you know, not racist, but it could be taken racist or, you know, insensitive. I mean, there's a million stupid things. A million stupid things people can say. If, you know, I suppose if we cancel enough people and we start canceling regular people too, because this happened a couple weeks ago. Someone sent me to a Twitter that was just the most mind-boggling thing. I mean, just the most horrible, horrible, horrible tweets. And they had just stumbled into it. And the person had 6 followers.
Yeah.
So, of course, no one will ever know.
It happens all the time.
Yeah. And I don't know if this person's a CEO. I kind of doubt it. But, I mean, they could be, they could have a good job.
Could be a bot.
Could be a bot. You know, whoever's idea it was to divide us is so brilliant. They've done such a good job. I mean, they really ought to get some kind of a trophy, shouldn't they? For, I mean, if there's a best division award or best dividing people award, whoever started trying to divide Americans, the Russians, shouldn't they get some kind of acknowledgement? Who else is canceled, Brandon?
Although it's kind of an easy target.
I guess so.
We seem to be suckers for shit like this.
I got a couple more for you. Let's see. James Dolan and the New York Knicks.
Good. He should have been canceled a long time ago for a lot of other things.
They were canceled earlier today. I'm not sure. I haven't followed up to see if they've
Is his band canceled?
But basically what happened was James Dolan sent an internal memo to Madison Square Garden employees basically saying, hey, listen, we're not going to put out a public statement. You know, we stick to our values type of stuff and blah, blah, blah.
Of course, someone revealed the statement, right?
It got leaked, and so, yeah, everybody is very angry. They've always been mad at Jimmy Dolan anyway, so he's a jerk.
Well,
so
I was going to say, I think the history of James Dolan is probably way into a lot of that.
He's a dick. How about Wendy's? Wendy's got canceled, according to the social media, because the CEO of Wendy's donated $400,000 to Donald Trump's reelection campaign. So that's really exploded in the last 24 hours.
Okay, well, let me just say this. Wendy's is not canceled. People will go to Wendy's. Yeah. Most people never hear that he did this. Some people will buy more food because he did this. And it's like Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A seems to be doing fine, don't they?
Yeah, if you make a good product, yeah.
But I guess there's a feel-good feel when you think you've canceled someone or you've put their future in jeopardy. In Wendy's case, I mean, if they did cancel Wendy's, that's a lot of people who are kind of screwed over because that guy did, he did not commit a crime. He gave money to a presidential candidate, but it's a candidate that a lot of people are very unhappy with.
But is Dave Thomas okay?
Oh, Dave Thomas is dead, right?
No, he's dead, yeah. Is Wendy okay? Who's Wendy?
She the daughter. Okay? That's the daughter.
Is she okay? Well, she's got a family to feed.
Good question.
She's still around.
Drew, you know what you need? You need a safe room.
Oh, yeah. This is another piece of brilliance from a celebrity. There's another one, Mark. This is going to top everyone. I'll just tease it. Let's hold it for later so people stick around. This is, I may get canceled for saying this is kind of funny, but okay. There's a 17-year-old kid, a little soft, who had a gun pulled on him by Officer Chauvin.
Oh, wow.
The Minneapolis cop.
I'm fucking 17.
Who put his knee on the neck of George Floyd and killed him. Mm-hmm. And it's the biggest it could have been me possibly ever.
Like, that could have been me.
Wait, like, could have been me, George Floyd?
Yes. Boy. Yes. Yeah, boy. Absolutely.
Is he black?
No, he's white. That's why. I'm sorry. That's what he says, is that if he was not white.
Cancel that kid.
And there's another guy, by the way, I think he's a reporter, or he writes for somebody. Maybe he's just a dad, but he's on Deadspin talking about how all the police ran past him because of his whiteness and went after some, I guess, riff-raffers who were black.
What?
Yeah, he wrote a long piece on Deadspin, if you want to see it. He fully experienced the advantage of his whiteness and feels his whiteness gave him immunity.
So Deadspin's been pretty crazy lately.
So,
by the way, this guy is so unthreatening looking. I would run past him. If I was trying to stop something, I would run past him because he can't harm anything.
Did you have a separated at birth with him?
I didn't. I didn't look close enough at him.
Dylan Roof.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow.
Isn't
he a little heavy to be Dylan Roof?
He goes to Gold's Gym? Is that what you're saying?
Isn't Dylan Roof kind of... Is he
heavy? He's just a waif.
Yeah, that's what I thought. This guy's fat.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
No, he's not fat.
What? Are we talking about the same guy?
Yeah, the kid that did the interview with CNN?
No. I'm talking about the Deadspin writer that they ran past because it was white.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm not even paying attention. I apologize.
I was going to say, you know, the good story this morning, which, of course, there's just been so much news that's kind of getting blown out now, is the 16-year-old from Detroit. That was a really...
It was a nice story.
Really
it was.
Cool story. My favorite part about it, the kid's 16, very grassroots, marched, stopped, told the protesters to go home before there's any clash. It was a really good story.
He was very passionate.
Not affiliated with anything. Like no big church group or big social movement. You know, he was just a kid. And then I started thinking, all right, how soon do we find about his bad tweets or because he said some stuff in the article about his grandma helped him out and trusted him when he wasn't being very smart in his early teens. And I'm like, okay, is this kid going to be canceled now?
He won't be. This will trump anything.
No, because he seems like a really good kid.
Okay, he gave a very passionate speech to the protesters to go home at curfew.
Yeah.
Good move. And apparently he convinced everyone, and they did. They departed, and they went on their way, and it was a very peaceful night. Detroit's done remarkably well.
They have, yeah. The one murder last Friday, which they don't even know if that's really related to the protests at all.
They identified a female who is wanted. And by the way, serious issue, Shell thought.
Yeah.
Do you know what it is already?
No.
She's got a nice rack.
Oh, really?
Sorry.
Couldn't see that in the video.
I'm sorry. Yeah, you can.
You can?
She's wearing like a white beater.
I thought it was a
dude
the whole time, because when you told me that, my first...
There's a dude wanted too, I think. Oh. I think there's two people
wanted. One holding the gun, though. In the video, you can see the one holding the gun.
Oh, no, this is just a video of her somewhere. I don't know if she's not doing anything, I don't believe, at the time.
Because when you told me it was that they found that girl, my first thought was,
hey, it's a lady.
Because we're all looking for a guy.
Yeah, I didn't know what they were talking about, by the way. I was so...
They're looking.
I was so certain because of my my... Misogyny. Wait, what's misogyny towards men? I mean, men are the worst people in the world. White men worse than every other man. But I mean, I assumed that it was a man.
White girls.
Anyway, quite a few cancellations. Jeez, is there any others that we've missed, Brandon, or should we move on to Sharon Stone?
Well, this one might not be too important right now, but because I don't know how much you're going to hear about it, especially because the news is so packed right now with different things. But there was another barbecue Becky type person who she called the police on an African-American woman in New York because they were in the same neighborhood, and something prior to the video starting happened. We don't fully know. But this woman, who is a trophy wife of Gary Flom, who's a huge big time New York automobile guru, Jaguars, this guy's filthy rich. And he's a little bit older. She's a little bit younger. She's pretty damn hot, but
I think she's a lot of younger.
So what did she do? Why did she? I mean, what did the other? What did the other lady say she did? And that's why she called the cops. And my first thought seeing the video is,
shut up and show your breath.
So _ brown sugar baby posted it on Instagram yesterday.
That's my handle.
Yeah, and she said this woman, Svetlana Flom, who's a socialite in New York, so a lot of people in that area kind of know who she is.
She's canceled from being a socialite.
I know it, but she also owns a restaurant. Like I said, her husband owns a ton of automobile dealerships. But she said that this woman here, and states her name, she felt the need to approach me and call the cops multiple times. Because she was alarmed that I was sitting comfortably in her neighborhood, and she said I was going to attack her. So it's very similar to the one in New York, recently with Amy Cooper, who we saw, obviously she got canceled because she lost her job. She lost her dog.
She's an idiot. She's a kind of a bitch.
And so, yeah, this one here, I don't know how the audio is going to be, but here she is on the video.
I was attacking you. I was attacking you.
Well, there it is. She admitted it.
Because it is my neighborhood. I got the right to sit here. This is my neighborhood. I got the right to sit here.
I don't think I want her in my neighborhood. Just saying.
What? Come on. Canceled.
I just don't like the way she talks.
Much like Lea Michele, Svetlana is also pregnant. But
what?
You know.
Then you've canceled a fetus again.
Why? Right? Why is she calling the cops on this lady, though?
That's the thing. It's another Amy Cooper.
I got to tell you, looking at the video, she looks really frightened. What?
The lady calling 911?
She's standing there casually with like this. I don't know.
Is there more audio than that?
Nobody lets anything go.
Is that all the audio?
Oh, it's a really
Let me hear some more.
She's got an accent.
Her husband is literally leaving.
Yeah, they love me around there.
Look at how she's standing up there, though. You can't make this up.
She's waving down the police right now.
Can you imagine that?
That,
can you imagine that?
If that looks like a neighborhood you could keep people out of, that looks like a very general area, doesn't it?
Yeah. She said I'm threatening her kids. I'm glad. Well, this is a... Look how she's crying.
Oh, she's crying now.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Can you look at her?
Again,
she's pregnant, though.
That's a lovely accent you have.
Now she's threatening me.
A lot of hormones.
She's calling me a bitch. She came to me and my kids threatening me. And now she's standing like I'm shaking. I'm pregnant.
Grabbing me? Did she say?
And she's filming me right now.
I hope
hey,
I can amend
like
this.
America, this is my neighborhood. I'm sitting here by myself.
I hope I can amend this, but currently I hate everyone. Everyone.
Well, that's why you need your own safe room.
Except the 169 people that are on our Facebook Live.
But much like Cooper, you know, this is another one where this gets posted and then boom, here's the restaurant she owns. Boom, here's the dealerships her husband owns. Cancel this shit. And it's funny to actually Google her too.
She's really hot, isn't she?
Oh, well, she doesn't look so great in this video because I think
she's crying and she's being a beast.
She's very emotional. You want to house her for a few?
No, I don't.
Why don't you raise that baby, too?
Check out these pictures.
I will not cancel her fetus, though. Oh, pictures. Ooh.
Yeah, she's just she's basically an arm piece for this rich dude wherever he goes.
Oh. Yeah, but if you have to listen to
I'm
her,
I'm kind of inclined
to
say fuck her anyway.
I mean, don't you have to be around her all the time?
Really just a whole.
And it's nice to have her on your arm and everything, but
I know. Well, talk about a very entitled person.
It's a lot of canceled people today.
Yeah,
yeah, but nobody's really canceled. Nobody's lost their job.
Hey, I want to mention something that someone
Leah Michelle and
Facebook Live said that I heard it in my head. I just didn't say it. When the person is narrating her calling, does she sound a little like Cardi B?
You know, it's funny. I was thinking Rosie Perez, but I guess it's one of the same, right?
That's not bad. Yeah.
I think you're right.
You know, something on the show yesterday, I was thinking, we need to call.
Steve said she has effluenza. I don't know why. I still love that term.
Where's the effluenza kid? Is he come out in support of the protesters?
He's the only one that's learned to shut the fuck up.
Has he or his mom
his
come
mom,
out to support
his
the
mom
protesters?
Was so awful.
I know.
He's probably
she
out
ran
there
away
protesting.
With him. Yeah. She ran.
That is what an underrated story of the last decade.
Oh my God.
It was probably longer than that.
Yesterday after the show I was thinking, we should call so and so on the Hall Financial Hotline, and now I can't remember who it was.
Did you tell me?
I don't know.
Is it in you?
Was there something on the show yesterday that I could have called someone? Damn it.
I don't remember.
I gotta think about this.
Unless we want to call that 13-year-old know it all.
Oh, well, yeah.
You never called back.
You
know,
call him.
You know, we did have a call from a number, and I'm like, I think that's a return call, but they didn't leave a message, so.
Well,
in Philadelphia.
Jim Bentley is moving some wheels at Zot Ford. Got a note from today. Things are blowing up. People are needing to get things done that they didn't get done the last 2 months.
Yeah.
And so.
People need cars to drive into protesters.
Exactly. By the way. That story, you know, the guy that drove into the crowd at Somerset?
Yeah.
He was Detroit not protest. Exactly driving into a crowd. He's 69 years old, and he's clueless.
It was the slowest car-to-pedestrian crash I've ever seen. However,
yeah. 69.
He could have avoided the crowd like every other car around, but I feel like he's like, I got somewhere to go, and I'm getting there.
Isn't he just a 70-year-old guy that just... kind of didn't know what's going on. They're blocking the street, and they surrounded the car. I got to tell you, when a car is surrounded, especially like that New York City cop, they're pounding on the car. They're throwing shit at the car. I know. Well, we'll get into all that. But anyway, Jim Bentley is moving wheels, as is Zot Ford. Call Anthony's number if you want to set up, because you got to make a point. You still make appointments, right?
A lot of people are saying Andy Dick. Is that who you wanted to call?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. Doggone, I had to do the story. I would love to call Andy someday.
I'm sorry, to your point, though, I think you do have to make an appointment until the 8th.
Okay.
I believe.
Yeah, no. Right.
That's how I think it works. Then you can walk right
Was there someone else? God, who was it I wanted to call yesterday? And I don't think I said it on the show either, but it was someone popped into our... Maybe it was someone who has Cameo now?
Hmm.
Was there somebody on there that we have? Anyway,
Leah Michelle?
No. I don't like her. I canceled her. She was mean to someone on a TV show.
Like 20 years ago. And she's a mother.
Really? Wait, how long ago was it? Glee? That's like Glee. 10 years
that's
ago.
That's like 10, yeah.
I mean, that's... Isn't it amazing the vitriol that people carry around with them?
I kind of feel like, do you think this the woman, other girl just sat there every day just looking at Leah Michelle's Twitter going...
Trying to pick her spot.
Not yet.
When can I get her?
She's pregnant. Oh, this is getting better. There it is. There it is! She's going down and then starts tweeting.
How like is it the that long, these people...
Like she's Steve Buscemi and... Is that Billy Madison where he had the list? No, where he wanted to shoot. Do you remember that? He had the list from high school, people he wanted to shoot.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It was Billy Madison.
It was Billy Madison. Was it Billy Madison? Yeah.
Because sure there are a lot of people that we all hate for some reason, or people who fucked us over at some point, or we feel like they did.
Meh.
But, I mean, to once be done, looking for a chance when they're praising the protesters, to see that as the opportunity, and it seems to me she's... I don't know. I don't want to say that.
Maybe she was waiting for another gig and another job, and she couldn't out Leah Michelle for being rude because Leah Michelle's got, you know, Lance Armstrong type power, and now she just realized, ah, fuck it.
Is she doing stuff? Is she still an actress that gets jobs?
Who?
The one that complained about being mean to Samantha. Samantha Ware, was it?
Yeah.
But while you're looking for that, let me just mention that the dealsinad.com is the place to go to look at vehicles that you might want to purchase from Zot Ford or any of the Zot dealerships. There is Zot Ford, Zot Toyota, Zot Chrysler Jeep, and Zot Dodge Ram, and they're still offering home and office delivery. If you need to update your lease or your lease is coming due or you've been putting it off, they've got great deals, 84-month loans with 0% interest. Also, rock-solid lease payments well below $200 a month, as opposed to non-rock-solid leases that are under $200. And then there's 0% interest, 84 months, and no payments for up to 6 months in some cases. Finally, Zot Ford back in action and catching up, and I guess demand is strong. And so it's a good time to call Anthony at 248-215-5151. A lot of people making commissions over there who I'm sure missed out on quite a few and would love to see you, although Jim waives his commission, so I don't know what he's going to do. 248-215-5151.
I missed out, man.
And our friends at Death Wish Coffee, man, have we... just murdered it with Death Wish Coffee. And it's only appropriate that Death Wish Coffee would murder Detroit, only in terms of drinking coffee. They are killing it. We've got so many promo code users. People love this coffee, and they're reordering, and I hope you are too. Dark roast, bold flavor, reliable. Don't ask questions. Just drink it. The OG bag of beans may be the only morning friend you'll ever need if you're lucky. Each cup of Death Wish Coffee brews smooth and is extra caffeinated to fuel your busiest days. Yeah, it is strong. It will pound you in the morning. It will actually, it's like a punch in the face, a good punch in the face. Death Wish Coffee. Go to deathwishcoffee.com/Drew. Use promo code Drew15 at checkout to get 15% off. If you're a pussy, do not order Death Wish Coffee.
They won't even take your
order. It'll overwhelm you. Yeah, they won't take your order. They're very serious about vetting pussies.
Yeah.
Go to deathwishcoffee.com/Drew, Drew15, and of course it is available at retailers that sell, that have the balls to sell Death Wish Coffee, yeah, like Kroger and Meijer. And damn it, who is it on the Hall Financial Hotline? Who is it? I wanted to call. Doggone it. Anyway,
by the way, Samantha Ware, first off, she's not even on the main Wikipedia page for Glee.
What?
And if you search on the cast of characters, she's on that page. And then she does actually have her own Wikipedia page. And I'm going to read the whole thing to you. So buckle in. This is the
does
whole.
Does she get the American film actress thing that I never get for American radio personality, by the way?
I'm going to read her whole Wikipedia entry. You ready? Samantha Marie Ware is an American actress known for portraying Jane Howard in the sixth season of Glee, as well as Angela Archer in the Netflix season What If. Ware also played Lily in Nike's web series Margot vs. Lily. She had guest roles on Chicago Med, Bull, and God Friended Me.
Lily.
End of Wikipedia entry.
Bull.
But she's a person who always tells the truth, and when she wants someone canceled, they get canceled. Because we know she's extremely credible, and her side is the only side you need to hear.
No, I understand that. But she did have backing that Leah Michelle was kind of a bitch on the show.
Kind of a bitch? How many people in that world are not kind of a bitch?
Well,
is
I
anyone
don't
that's kind of a bitch should lose their endorsements? I think there's a lot of endorsements.
It's enough for HelloFresh to back off.
Why did HelloFresh pick Lea Michele anyway?
Wait, maybe Blue Apron should pick up Lea Michele, and they can have all the bad boys.
Sounds like you could use Blue Apron. Have you ever wanted to receive a vegetable in the mail? Then you need Blue Apron. I'm, like, obsessed with the stir fry.
They can be kind of the shock freshness.
Oh. Art pointed out who you wanted to call.
Who?
Lenny Dykstra.
Lenny Dykstra, exactly.
Thank you, Art.
Lenny Dykstra, who is apparently he cannot be libeled or slandered. His reputation is so bad, a judge ruled that Ron Darling's comments about Lenny Dykstra are not actionable. Lenny has destroyed Lenny. There is no, you cannot damage him in any way, no matter what you say.
It's incredible.
So, yeah, we need to pick up the Hall Financial Hotline and call Lenny Dykstra and find out how he feels about this.
I would say it'd be better if Trudy was here, though, because
that's true.
He tends to warm up to her.
If you haven't refinanced with Hall Financial in the last year, they could help you. They took somebody from a 5.25 to a 2.75,
yeah.
Saved him a lot of money. Yep. It's a smart thing to do, and honestly, I'm usually intimidated by anything involving paperwork, but they're really good, and they will bust your ass through this thing if they can save you some money because they want to do lots of refis.
Bust your ass.
They will. They'll bust your ass.
After you get it kicked by Death Wish.
Part of their copy should be, if you have your shit together, they can get it done in 10 days or less, because it seems they can. If you're quick, they're really quick. They're the fastest in the business. 44-day average, 19 is their average. Is everyone remembering all these numbers? The 1,500 five-star reviews. Hall Financial means lower payments, better options, more personal attention. They are NMLS number 1467435. You can go to our webpage and click the link, or you can call 248-308-5000, or you can go to davidhallmortgage.com/Drew and Mike. Hall Financial.
Can we continue the celebrity news going on right now? Mainly January Jones. Did you see January Jones?
Yes, I did. What a powerful post that was.
She's got an 8-year-old son now, Xander. This is the one that she would never say.
Xander?
Yeah, with an X.
Oh, God. Okay.
All right. Kid didn't name himself. Don't be mad at him. Be mad at her.
Why?
XO. XO.
But she's been very protective of the kid. Won't say who the father is. You know,
which how does that protect the kid?
Well, she's never shown the kid or anything, but she decided times are so serious, she's going to share a photo of 8-year-old Xander, and the photo is him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would say I don't know if he's entitled, but let's say privileged, white
male. Who's that dude?
Son of an actress, a very successful actress. And he's wearing a mask that says Black Lives Matter and a sign that says I can't breathe. And I just wondered, how is that going to be taken by people considering, you know, Lea Michele and the response to that? Except he's 8.
Well,
so
no,
can't
knowing,
pound on an 8-year-old.
Knowing what I know about the story and what I read about January Jones, he is a very evolved 8-year-old. He has studied
the most evolved
police brutality and many of the claims that are made over the years. And this is something he wanted to do. And January Jones had absolutely no influence on him whatsoever. In fact, she discouraged him from doing this.
She told him not to. That's why she took the picture. He's grounded for doing it. But read what she wrote along with the post.
I promise that I will always continue to talk to my child about inequality, and I promise to do all I can to learn more.
Eight-year-olds love lectures about inequality.
They do. I tell you, there's a lot of busy white people with all this educating and looking in the mirror and
taking pictures of yourself riot porn.
And you know, if you think I'm being insensitive, I just want to say this. Maybe it's my age, but I really feel that I have observed a lot about what's going on in the world and pretty much become educated as much as I want to be educated on most topics. This topic, I learn more about it every day as I do about the coronavirus, which was new to me. But somebody was angry because they said, you think Antifa's not organized? And I said, my response was, you know what? I don't know. I didn't say that. And I'm not really schooled on Antifa enough to say for sure whether it is or isn't. But between coronavirus and this particular thing, I feel like I'm being stretched because I am constantly being forced to read up or watch things on coronavirus and on George Floyd.
That's your white privilege allowing you to ignore these important topics.
No, I'm not ignoring them. I'm studying them.
I'm
spending a lot of time on them, and this is not really – it's not what I signed up for. I mean, seriously, this is not really what we really want to spend show after show after show on.
No, it's the only thing going on.
There's nothing going on. You can't go anywhere. You can't do much.
Hey, if you don't like America, then you can get out.
For a child who didn't used to see color amongst his friends, it's hard for him to understand why the past he learns about in school is still very present in our world today. I wanted to give an opportunity today to do a small neighborhood protest to support his friends and feel like he's part of the progress that will hopefully happen. I'm sure he has lots. I'm sure his friends are very diverse, by the way, in this neighborhood.
I'm sure she sends him to a nice public school and...
I would like a forensic accountant to find out.
Dox that 8-year-old.
Yes, and we will dox him if we must. And
he's got a paper out. Call that paper and tell him to not let him deliver papers anymore.
And when the forensic accountant is done finding out how diverse his friendship base is, as his mother claims, I want the forensic accountant to study the 16-year-old that got everyone to go home last night in Detroit, which was great. And this is I'm not trying to dox him. Mike Duggan said he was moved to tears. I want a forensic accountant to find out, did Mike Duggan really cry over this story?
Thanks, Mike Duggan.
That's going to be a tough job for a forensic accountant, but I think it's important. I would love to know if Mike Duggan really cried.
I thought it was quite cute, by the way, how honored the kid was that Duggan called him on the phone.
Well, it was cool. I mean, it was nice.
I know. It's nice. It's cool, but it's still just Mike Duggan. I don't know. Maybe I'm just a little cynical. It's like, oh, cool. It's the man. I mean, I like Mike Duggan. I have no problem with him. I think he's a fine guy. We've met him before.
He's very nice. Personable.
I wouldn't be that moved by a phone call.
My personal interactions with him, I found him to be a sharp guy. Yeah, he's a smart guy. He knows his way around. He really knows his way around. There's a few iffy kind of things about Mike Duggan, but he's a politician. And I want to say this about politicians, too, and I came to this conclusion today.
Well, would you be very excited if he called you on the phone?
No, I would not.
Okay.
I wouldn't. I'd be surprised. I'd be like, oh, my God, Mike Duggan. And I'd probably straighten up really fast.
And then you would go, why are you crying?
Were you really crying about that guy? That is so cute.
What if that 16-year-old told him, why are you crying? Man up. Mayor. Crying.
He told him he's brought to tears, and he didn't say that. So
he's pretty
cool. I found today that, generally speaking, if a politician is talking, I'm less happy when they're done talking than when they started talking. Almost invariably, and I'm going to test this theory by keeping track of every politician that I see talking, because usually I am less happy after they're done talking. Because either A, I've been dreamweavered, which means I've wasted time. B, they are pushing their agenda, and they tend to interpret everything in terms of getting reelected or their side. Yeah. And it seems to me it is worse than ever. In fact, if ever these two sides should have gotten together, and I don't just mean Donald Trump and Nancy Pelosi. I mean Republicans in Congress, Republicans in the Senate, and Democrats in the Senate and in Congress, and mayors of different parties. If there was ever a time for them to get together and have a consistent message, it would be now. And, of course, that we know is not possible. And I can give a few examples of when I was happier before they spoke. Because there's so many of them. Oh, my God. And does anybody agree with me, by the way? Are all of you as disillusioned?
Stupid question.
With politics? Or do you find that when the guy on your side is talking, you're happier after he talks? Because I find I'm generally unhappier almost invariably who's talking.
I'm typically bored by most of their speeches. Probably because I've watched too many of them lately. Because they have always seemed to be on with coronavirus. But I don't know. I mean, I still kind of enjoy the game of politics. It's very entertaining to me.
I don't really enjoy it. I really don't.
I find it intriguing.
I don't appreciate it. It's kind of, to me, it's like the justice system, which I also get angry about.
The judicial system, yeah.
Because everyone is just an advocate, and they really don't care about the other people on the other side. If they have to destroy them to get a win, it's all about winning and only winning.
But don't you find that intriguing, though? Like some of the maneuvers and like fight.
Yeah, sometimes,
I think Fighter is really good, even when I don't agree with him. The guy is an amazing litigator.
Sometimes, but not often.
Not giving in.
Is that for me or to reference Figer, Brandon?
Both.
Because I'm not giving in. Not yet. Joe Biden, by the way, was in church today. Trump was outside of church last night. Joe Biden was in a church today. Both of them are God-fearing men who want to do the right thing always. And Joe Biden wants to outlaw chokeholds. He said that today.
Aren't they outlawed already in a lot of places?
I don't know.
I thought we learned that with Eric Gardner.
Does he know? No, there's a bill. Somebody has a bill now to outlaw chokeholds.
Oh, federally?
I think it's a Democrat. I don't even know, Mark. You can look it up.
No, thanks.
He also suggested that cops could shoot people in the leg, not the heart.
I know.
And how many times did I say that years ago? And, of course, every time I say it, I get a bazillion people saying, that's not how they're trained. And then when I say, well, maybe they could retrain, they go, that's a dumb idea. You have to eliminate the threat. Yeah. If they're shooting them, it's because they're a threat.
Yeah, so you shoot them in the, you know, biggest target of all.
So it seemed like maybe not a smart thing to say. But the weird thing is,
thinking outside the box.
He also mentioned that this has become I've heard this quite a few times, that communities have had a knee on their neck for a long time.
Okay, great. Nice imagery.
A little cheesy,
yeah,
almost.
It's very cheesy.
So he went on and on, and in some of these things he said that were not necessarily specifically the ones I mentioned, but, you know, that just that he wants to do something. One of his goals is to change the training of police. And, you know, that was just all like
for over a decade now, two decades.
Well, wasn't he the vice president for 8 years, just a few years ago?
Yeah.
I mean, hasn't he been there for 40 years? I mean, not that everyone else hasn't been too, but it just seems, I don't know, I'd almost be embarrassed to say after the fact that, you know, yeah, I just came up with this.
I understand that, but the president runs the agenda.
Well, the president was Obama.
No, I know.
So,
now you know.
And I think it's a good question.
Now you know why you progressives hate him so much.
Why?
That's right. Hate Obama.
Why did this not get solved at all in those 8 years? And, you know, I don't want to get too deep into that, but it's a fair question.
Yeah. It's not that easy of a problem to solve.
No, it's not. But it just
and
seems
therein lies the biggest issue of all.
We've made no progress, less than none. And you would have thought that in that period. And honestly, I don't remember a ton of discussion about it either.
No, because it's tough. It's a tough problem, so no one wants to tackle it.
And
hey, someone else stole an idea of yours too.
What's that?
The Hong Kong police.
Oh, what are they doing?
See what they, because, you know, they're, believe it or
not,
are
they looking at my, checking my idea page?
I think they are, because they've, you know, there's still a protest going on there.
Yeah.
They're spraying the protesters with water cannons, you know, to push them away, which is kind of interesting. Why did they not do that here? Because of the civil rights water hoses imagery? Is that why they don't do that with protesters here? Anyway. Hong Kong is spraying them with water that's dyed blue, and it will dye the person blue.
Oh, whoa!
So you basically spray them with this dye, and then you go arrest them later.
What a cool idea. That's like making death row inmates glow,
exactly.
Because that one death row inmate escaped.
That's what I mean. They took
exactly.
Your idea.
Wow, what a great idea. That was by me.
They put blue dye in the water cannons, and it stains the protester. Now, you think a protester could just go take a shower really quick.
So anyway, well, if it's dye, they're permanently stained.
Yeah, well, it
so that's
be.
Me.
It
so a lot
like
of tough decisions. A lot of tough decisions for cops. Whether I permanently stain this guy?
Well, isn't that better? Just permanently stain them and get them out of there.
Yeah, and I'm not sure many people are going to look good blue either.
they made a different color blue.
I did find that this is a strange observation, but I felt better when people who weren't politicians were talking. I thought there were some great comments made by certain people. Charlie Langdon talked to this girl that was, I think she was the head of a protest at Today out at, was that Somerset? That might have been Somerset. And there's a few cops who I thought made some really thoughtful comments. And, you know, this one guy was just so exhausted. And I really felt for him because, you know, these cops are not the ones that did this. And if this keeps going on, they're going to make mistakes, and they are getting called out on every mistake they make, because everyone's filming everyone, and people have been fired from certain police departments, which I suppose is good. But I mean, aren't we pushing these guys to the limit? Not to mention the profiling of police. These are the guys. I mean, I'm sure there's bad cops among the cops that are left, but Cuomo last night said NYPD did not do their job last night. Holy shit. NYPD was, I mean, there was a guy run over by an SUV. Is he alive, by the way?
I don't know.
Oh, the one in Buffalo?
No, there's two. Buffalo, a guy ran over a couple cops.
Yeah.
And New York, a cop was run over who was, it was a bunch of looters that got into a van and they were starting to take off. And this police van came up and cut them off. And the cop got out of the van and this guy just floored it and ran over this guy and off they went. Now, there was another cop who was standing in the street and he was struck and he went flying.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm sorry, but I'm kind of amazed, although you said Inside Edition led with the cops being run over, didn't they?
Inside Edition had a great story as to what to do if you're in a car.
I love Inside Edition.
What to do if you're in a car surrounded by the protesters.
They did such a shit job on that. I couldn't believe how shitty they did.
The story's basically like, you sit there and you wait till they walk by. It's basically the story was, if people are crossing the street, don't move your car.
My wife thinks Inside Edition is... Oh, yeah.
They did have a fun story, though, on professional agitators.
Who are the biggest bastards.
Oh, my God. No,
holy shit. But anyway, you know, when cops get run over like that, and four cops in St. Louis were shot, a cop in Nevada was shot in the head, and not to, you know, I had my list of all the ridiculous things that happened. And I mean, not ridiculous, horrible. There was a barbecue owner in Louisville that was shot. And last night, I'm watching the news, and they're going on about he's a community activist. He's the greatest guy that's ever owned a barbecue restaurant.
What this dude?
He's been here for years. Well, today, and he was shot by Louisville police. Mm-hmm. Today, video came out, and last night there was a lot of confusion because people said, well, they heard a gunshot, but whatever they did was wrong because they killed this great guy. Well, it turns out today that he shot at the police.
Yeah.
You know, this attacking police, first of all, to me, it's every reason this has to stop. Not just the police, but holy shit, these are the people we count on to make us safe. These are the guys that, you know, and in Detroit, when the protesters were out there last, I think it was Saturday night. And, you know, there's really a lot of shit being said to the police. They're being yelled at. They're throwing shit at them. And on and on and on. And then, ironically, someone gets shot and they're all yelling for the police to help. Mm-hmm. Which, you know, that's interesting. I'm not calling them hypocrites or anything. I'm just saying, you know, they are the people that we have to call. And, you know, if they all walked off the job, holy shit, would we be in trouble then?
And like RoboCop 2, man.
Amen. In fact, I'm a little surprised. You know, when first responders were under incredible pressure at the hospitals, we saw a couple of posts which made big news where they're crying and saying, I'm overwhelmed. I can't do it anymore. You know, I have to quit. Mm-hmm. I've not seen one cop who has said, I quit. This is bullshit.
It's great. They know what they signed up for. It's crazy.
They're being pushed to the limit 6 nights in a row. I mean, how many hours are these people working and how much pressure are they under? I mean, this is really, really hard.
I think maybe we can stop the demonizing of everybody.
Good luck. But
I think just in general, doesn't it work to stop demonizing these groups? Like, these protesters are bad. Look what they're doing. And every cop is bad because it's just they're fucking people.
But the protesters have a lot of sympathy, generally speaking.
I don't see that so much. But
well, watch the news. I mean, honest to God, there's so much talk about you know, the stain of George Floyd and the need to protest and the peaceful protesting. I don't know, Brandon. Are the protesters being maligned in your opinion?
Well, for the most part, I believe that the vast, vast majority of the protesters are not being maligned. They're being praised because they're doing it correctly. They're doing it during the day. When the lights go out, however... Pardon me?
Same with the police.
Well, the police have been maligned for years. And the police, you know, in this case, this is, you know, what happened to George Floyd was horrible. But these cops didn't do it, they're not. But people, if you see the way people attack them and throw shit at them, the cops aren't throwing shit at the protesters. The protesters are throwing, whoever it is throwing shit at the cops. And, you know, this demonization of the cops has been going on for a long time. And I saw something not too long ago that really, I thought, it just hit home with me, because these cops went out to I forgot what the call was, but it was a call for some unrest, or someone was doing something in Brooklyn, I believe it was. And immediately all these people start shouting at the cops, like, fuck you, get out of here, blah, blah, blah. And as they're walking away after answering the call, two guys run up and throw buckets of water on the two cops.
I remember that, yeah.
And they just kind of stood there and continued walking.
Those guys are amazing.
And I just felt so bad for them. It's like, wow, how humiliating it is to be a cop right now in certain circumstances anyway. So, you know, personally, I just feel like as much time has been spent on George Floyd, there's really, I got to tell you, I don't even know the names of the cops that were run over.
Yeah.
You know, normally you'd think if someone in law enforcement is run over intentionally, that we would hear that name for days, and we would see story after story about the family. These people all have families. The cops who were having bricks thrown at them have families. And I think there were 7 cops in Boston injured by bricks. You know, the Molotov cocktails, too. And did anybody know what happened to the attorneys, the civil rights attorney and the other attorney?
It's part of the Inside Edition professional agitator story, if you want to see it.
Oh, is it?
Yeah,
because I was very curious about that, because they were handing out incendiary devices to other protesters and begging them to throw them at police. So these are not just your garden variety protesters, angry people, whatever. These are hardened, horrible criminals running over people with their SUV. What the fuck? Throwing bricks at cops? I mean, and I mean, they're coming from here, there. This is fucking madness. And I think some people just think, and I this is the only reason I can think of that we're not spending a lot of time on, oh my God, did you see this cop run over? Here he is. Here's his wife. Here's his kids. We hope he recovers. You know, the usual routine we get when something terrible happens like that. There's so much of it, you can't even focus on it. You can't even focus on one or any of the people. And it's just got to stop. And we have politicians arguing back and forth. I've heard so few people, politicians, leaders, even referencing this, that this must fucking stop. We have to stop this. I don't hear many Republicans saying anything. I don't hear many Democrats saying anything, but I support the protesters. Is it too insane to say that shouldn't everyone take a fucking night or two off and let this stop? Because the protesters, and I don't think they're doing this intentionally, but they're providing cover for this madness.
Oh, you mean the looters?
Yeah. All the craziness. You've got the police who are so busy dealing with protests and events. And a lot of these cops, too, are actually participating in the protests. And God bless them. I think they're doing the right thing. And they're trying to mend fences in some way. And I'm not trying to say all the police are so wonderful. But for God's sakes, most of them are really good. And they take risks all the time. And their families are scared shitless for them. And I don't blame them.
Don't
we need a fucking break for these guys? Don't we just need to stop this right now? Just stop it before anything worse happens. And some of it feels like a setup for the cops, because when the cops are so overwhelmed by all that's going on around them, and it's madness for 6-7 consecutive nights, aren't they going to fuck up? And aren't we going to see a video of it? And isn't everybody going to get mad all over again? Because they're not perfect.
Those videos we've seen, you know, for all the videos we've seen of cops maybe getting hit by a car, or you know, the federal officer in Oakland who was killed during the riots a couple days ago.
I don't even know what his name is, by the way. I have not even heard his name. I think maybe I saw his name, but I mean, there's so little conversation about these cops who have been treated so badly. I mean, throwing a Molotov cocktail at the cops. I mean, it's like, oh, another Molotov cocktail at the cops.
Inexcusable.
I think there's an effect, too, when you have a group doing it. When you have a group throwing shit at the cops, it's no big deal to do it.
Well that federal officer, his name was Patrick Underwood. And my point was that for every video that you see online or of all that kind of aggression towards police, you'll see the videos of the police, you know, shooting the reporters with rubber bullets or punching somebody that gets caught on tape during the protest. So, you know, what happens is for every one, you see another, and it's just like they're battling and trying to put out as many videos as this side's wrong, though, this side's wrong.
Except that the police are being fired.
That's what I mean. What do you mean?
They fired two cops in Atlanta. Three of them are, I think, being reviewed.
The ones that broke the
window. Yeah, the ones. All these things are on video. So,
once again,
they're not the only cops that have been fired, by the way. In fact, James Craig said today at noon that they have now identified the police officer who shoved that guy. Did you guys see that video?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know why in the world he's shoving. The guy doesn't look like he's doing anything wrong. And he's got another cop there who isn't doing anything about it. He's just standing there. Mm-hmm. And Chief Craig said he's identified both of them, and they're both under investigation now. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I don't know if they'll be fired, or I don't know what the rest of the story is. If there is more to the story, it sure didn't look like it to me.
That's why you're getting your wish, and these people are getting doxxed. These assholes that are riot, these professional agitators are getting doxxed so they can be fired from whatever job they do.
You know,
do you want to see the story? Or?
Sure. Oh, the lawyers?
Just in general, professional agitators.
Have the lawyers been fired, by the way?
Agitators are wreaking havoc. Across the nation, thousands of Americans are taking to the streets to voice their anguish over the death of George Floyd.
I'd like to point out that this reporter, in air quotes, reporter, is wearing a mask that's not covering her nose. So what's the fucking point?
In Minneapolis. But police say small bands of so-called
heads
professional
up, they're right behind
agitators
you
are hijacking peaceful demonstrations like those behind me. Cops say 27-year-old Samantha Shader threw a Molotov cocktail at an NYPD vehicle. Prosecutors say she has been arrested 11 times in 11
nice
different states. This photo allegedly captured a
states
woman identified as a human rights lawyer holding a Bud Light bottle filled with gasoline and tissue paper stuffed in.
Did you see the mugshots of this civil rights attorney and the other attorney? Mm-hmm. They look like they're almost smirking like, yeah, fuck you, I did it.
20-year-old white women.
Yeah, 27, I think. 27 and
20. 20, yeah, they're 20.
But, you know, when you say agitators, they're not agitators. I mean, that's how low the standard is for what people do with these things. And I think when you see other people doing this shit, you're inclined to do it. If you're on the borderline and you're thinking, fuck the police, I'm so angry about what's happened and all of these unarmed people being killed, I think you get a lot of, you know, you have that group effect where, you know, people are spitting on cops and it's like, yeah, that's okay because I see six people doing it, so I'll do it too.
Police have reportedly dubbed her a professional agitator. Piles of bricks have appeared at the scenes of major demonstrations, leaving experts to speculate were they planted by outside.
Are these brick experts? Who are the experts? The expert
question.
In my prep today, I don't know if you saw it, but I sent about 40 links of different pictures that have been taken across the U.S. in the last, you know, couple days, and it's just a pile of bricks or people dropping off bricks and then leaving right in the middle of the streets and stuff like that. So that is weird.
George Soros?
I don't know what that's all about.
Well, that's great. That's just
There's
great.
40 different videos to take a look at and determine whether or not you think it's real.
Well, I mean, it's real. The bricks are there, although the one shot they just showed, let me see if I can back it up. The one shot they just showed was a pile of bricks near what looked like a construction site of a sidewalk. Those pavers. Did you see them, Drew?
Yeah.
Projectiles aimed at cops and storefront windows.
This right here?
Yeah. It put them
this the bricks setup.
Ruben Lael filmed this pile of bricks outside a Dallas courthouse.
There are really people who are not a part of our movement and are taking advantage of our pain and our purpose.
I'd like to point out that in this guy's, I'm guessing this is FaceTime. There's a notification that his disc has not ejected properly. I don't know why that stuff makes me laugh.
And it will not be allowed.
Kansas City police tweeted this warning. We have learned of and discovered stashes of bricks and rocks to be used during a riot. If you see anything like this, let us know so we can remove them.
On occasion, we've actually seen pallets of projectiles, bricks,
actually moved around and pre-positioned or following where the crowd is going so that the individuals in the groups can utilize them to inflict damage.
That's a lot of work.
For those who want to
make just calmly picking them up, two off the stack. No biggie. I'm going to throw this at a cop later.
Are these attorneys? Is that Antifa? Are they members? Are they leaders of Antifa? Leaders of the right-wing ones that are setting everything up and...
You know what?
Are you referring to Donald Trump Jr.'s tweet?
Well, I'm referring to the fact that people are saying, if you see the conspiracy theories behind who's involved and who's behind all of the ruckus, you'll see one group of people saying that it's these people from the alt-right who are pretending to be blah 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 and setting things up, and then you'll see it's Antifa.
That's what happened to Trump Jr. He retweeted an Antifa,
he's usually so careful.
An Antifa tweet, which it turns out the group behind that Twitter account is really some alt-right group, which once again, alt-right and Antifa are just like ideologies. They're not official groups.
Well, I want to say this about what is being said, that, hey, people are just protesting and they're not doing anything wrong and they're very peaceful. And these terrible people are doing something. They're shooting at cops. They're creating havoc. They're throwing shit at cops. They're burning shit down. They're looting. Well, I don't care who they are.
Yeah.
I don't care what they belong to.
Yeah,
they have to be fucking stopped.
That doesn't fit anybody's narrative, though.
They are
of our side versus your side.
Arsonists. They are armed robbers. They are nothing but shit, and they need to be fucking stopped. And today, when I thought about it, I thought, well, it seems like if you could ask people protesting to stop protesting for just a couple days or something, just so they could focus on this riffraff, this bullshit going on, maybe they could start to clean it up a little bit.
Wouldn't they just wait?
If they wait, that's fine. They're not doing it. They're waiting. They're not doing it.
Oh, so everyone just takes a day off?
Well, I don't know. Maybe they take a week off, or maybe they have a final day or something, but this has to end. And I'm not blaming the protesters. I'm just saying they're being used as a cover, if this indeed is the case. They're being used as a cover to create complete havoc. And the protesters, I don't think there's any shortage of people who are feeling the protesters and what they're angry about and understand the message. I just don't know how long can this go on where people who are perfectly innocent are losing businesses or losing all their inventory losing whatever. We just going to let this go on and on and on and on and on? No, I don't think we can. These people are a fucking disaster. They are a menace, but they're worse than a menace. They're hardened criminals. What they're doing are huge crimes.
How do you stop it?
Well, that's why I said, wouldn't it make sense? And I have to say this. I have not heard anyone suggest that. Can we ask people not to protest, to stay off the streets so we can focus and know that anyone on the streets who is, the majority of whom are doing shitty things, they can focus on that. And there's not all these innocent people in the way who are getting dragged into it.
Well, who's going to say it?
Well, I don't know. Today, honestly, I was thinking about this and I thought, wow, is this such a bad idea that no one else has even said it? Because no one has said it.
But who's going to say it? Who's going to be the person that's going to try and bring people together?
Well, you could start with, I don't know, what about New York? What about Washington, D.C.? What about any of these cities where, you've got Cuomo in New York, de Blasio in New York, who are arguing, by the way. Cuomo saying that de Blasio is doing a horseshit job. De Blasio saying, I don't want the National Guard. I mean, this is not getting anything done. Why can't they say it?
Yeah.
But I think the protesters are their base, so therefore they can't say it. I mean, is that an exaggeration?
The protesters or the criminals?
The politicians. The if the politicians tell the protesters, can you please stop protesting for a certain amount of time, or can we do this specifically at certain or whatever, anything, because we have complete anarchy in the streets. I feel like they're basically telling their base to shut up, and so therefore they cannot do it. Like I said, when I was thinking about this today, I thought, This must be such a bad idea that no one has even ever set it or thought it up in their own mind because no one said it.
So you do have, you know, you saw what Obama said, right?
Today?
No, I think it was, what's today? Today's Tuesday. It would have been yesterday. He wrote an essay on something called Medium, which is probably like nobody had seen it. But he basically just said, let's not excuse violence or rationalize it or participate in it. We want our criminal justice system, American society at large to operate on a higher ethical code. We have to model that code ourselves. So
he's already dreamweavering.
Well, but there you go. So
I agree.
How about saying we need to get these people to fuck off the streets? Well, we do. I mean, how many businesses have to be burned up?
That's pretty much what Trump said.
Well, I don't know what did Trump said that he wants to bring in the National Guard, the military, so on and so forth.
Well, also the whole thing.
He's urging governors to do more, you know, and governors. It seems like as soon as he says it, then it's not going to happen. And I mean, there's a part of me that wonders, are people secretly saying, hey, this is terrible, but shit, as long as it goes on, it's worse and worse for Trump.
Oh, I don't think so. I can't imagine that. I don't think it is necessarily worse and worse for him.
I don't know how, well, you know, can I tell you something? I'm getting some responses lately, whereas 5 days ago, people were just plain horrified and angry and I don't think there was really animosity towards anyone. It was just like everybody felt like shit. And as days have worn on, I notice I'm getting more of those, please don't use my name, but it's just really strange because I don't feel like they're saying anything that terrible. But everyone is tiptoeing around afraid to even suggest that the peaceful protesters be asked to vacate or to do something to help stop this.
Well, I mean, we saw that here with the 16-year-old who did that. And we've seen it where
And he's being lauded. And people are delighted by
that. We've seen other, you know, great examples where the police do, you know, march with them with the understanding that when the curfew comes, then they leave.
Well, that, you know, the fact that it's worked great, and honestly, Detroit has done really well for some reason. Now, I think part of the reason Detroit's done so well is we really haven't had, you know, we've had our days, certainly Malice Green. And, you know, I could rattle off dozens of stories about police that have gotten people all worked up. And many of them, you know, I'm trying to think because I ran through a bunch of my head earlier today. Oh, I know. There was one where a guy was waving a rake at police.
I remember that one.
And he was shot. And it turned out that he was deaf. Mm-hmm. And he couldn't hear the police telling him to drop the rake or they'd shoot or whatever they said. I don't remember. But that was a nasty one. And you know, police do screw up. No question about it. And, in that case, I think, generally speaking, because he was waving a rake, it's one of those things where, you know, if they're threatening, if someone is threatening the police, and this is weird. It's like, honestly, it seems like we're almost normalizing this business of throwing shit at cops and burning up police cars. I mean, as it goes on, it's just a smaller and smaller thing. Another police car, whatever. This is really fucked up. I mean, that's arson. Burning a police car is arson. Burning a business is arson. Looting a business. I mean,
there's no
look at these people. They don't give a fuck.
Yep.
And I don't, you know, the people are doing it too. I don't think it has anything to do with George Floyd. George Floyd, by the way, when I said when politicians talk, I usually feel worse after.
Yeah.
There's the reverse effect. For example, George Floyd's brother who said, what the fuck are you doing? Mm-hmm. What are we doing? This has nothing to do with my brother. We are God-fearing people, and we are not about violence. And so what's happening?
Well, not only, I mean, I thought Obama's comments were pretty good. And you know who else had some really good comments was George W. Bush about everything going on. So there are people.
Last time George Bush spoke, of course, Trump just blistered him. And nothing wrong with what he said. I thought it was great.
Yeah.
Obama seems strangely, I feel like I should see him on TV or something, or he'd give an interview, but he's really been on the sidelines. Mm-hmm.
But anybody that's interested, you know, read what both Obama and Bush said. I thought they were pretty good. You know, I mean, they're a little long. You'll probably Dreamweaver and won't have the stamina for it, but
Bush. Well, you know, I'd like to see them be interviewed, frankly.
And then kiss each other in the end.
Yeah.
Bush.
Can make out.
Well, that would, you know, that might stop all the protests and riots. If both Bush and...
You
know, and
I want you two to kiss each other.
That would, the country would be so shocked and appalled. Everyone would be frozen in place. Just,
all right, I think we need to go home for a while. Imagine if Obama and George Bush making out.
The whole country signed something. If Obama and Bush make out really passionately, we'll stop.
I got to tell you, because I think Twitter and social media in general has kind of stoked a lot of the flames because, A, people want to be out there filming everything, any kind of destruction or melee. I think that's a big problem of it, and that would stop it because then everybody would start tweeting about Obama and Bush making out.
Oh, it would be trending pretty big.
It would crash the internet.
You know, this whole, I swear, I really... I can't say it enough. This business of too many people talking, too many voices, it's just overwhelming.
Well, that's why Twitter's trying to cancel people, to root them out.
Well, but most of those people are trying to say something nice, at least, or they're trying.
Just kidding.
Rodney King's ex-wife. Did you see her her statement?
No, how did I miss that one?
His ex-wife, by the way, his ex-wife.
Yeah.
She says that police brutality is worse than pre-Rodney King because... Rodney got beaten. Now they're killing us. Now, she really...
I don't know.
Does that really help any?
No.
There was a 28-year-old, speaking of too many voices.
I just want to say, can we all get along? Can we get along?
28-year-old posted a video of himself passing out explosives, bragging about torching a Sprint store, and also looting.
The Chicago one?
Yeah, and he says, bomb the police. Bomb the police! And I don't know what the comments are underneath, but it'd be kind of interesting to see how many people think this is just fine.
Yeah. He got arrested and charged.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, as he should. And he's from out of town.
And, you know, I hate even going back to this because it's just, this topic is so weird to me. What happened to coronavirus?
It's gone. It's over. It's finished.
Brandon, that's exactly how I feel. It's over.
Fauci is gone. The only time, I mean, Fauci came out in the last couple of days just to say that he hasn't talked to Trump recently because Trump's been busy with other things. But wouldn't you expect the media to say, yeah, but Fauci, what do you think about this? I figured he'd come out and maybe say something about whether or not congregating this close would be detrimental to the spread of coronavirus.
There's been a lot of stories about that.
I haven't seen any from Fauci.
Because nobody cares what Cuomo or Whitmer have to say about.
But they don't say anything anyway. They don't really say much.
She did an oppressor, but
she said very little. She said, "Please wear a mask if you're protesting. Please wear a mask and try to socially distance." But before, when it was the protesters in Lansing, it was they're extending the stay at home, and they're irresponsible, and on and on, and nothing. Nothing from Cuomo either, who said you're killing people. And that was the whole idea, was you're killing people if you're gathering.
I asked ML because he covers everything Duggan does, the press conference, that's his beat. And he said, oh, no, he is. He's been talking about that with the protesters.
Well,
I don't know.
You know, there was the whole business of it was the lead story every night. You know, look at these people. Look what they're doing. They're killing people. But no one wants to say anything. No one wants to upset the protesters. No one. I don't know. I don't understand. It's like I'm starting to feel like, was I just bamboozled by this whole thing? Was this really just a really shitty thing that was overblown? Because now it doesn't seem to matter that much.
Well, we'll see in 2 weeks.
Yeah, we'll see in 2 weeks. But, you know, in the past, something would have been done to stop it, or people would have begged people to stop. But there was little, very little of that. It was all support, support, support. So why did we sit home for 2 months? I mean, we stopped the country for 2 months, and then this happened, and then we have the biggest crowds we've ever seen, not just in the 2 months that we were staying at home, but even before that. We didn't have crowds like this in every city in America.
And there's nothing else going on, man. This is the only event.
Well, they did announce 21,000 new cases.
New cases.
Where at?
Of coronavirus, just in the U.S. alone. They,
Well, 21,000 isn't many, really, is it?
There were. You know,
is that all together?
New case. I don't know. It's ABC News put it out today.
I mean, I'm just like I'm flummoxed. I don't even know what to think, because sometimes I go, well, wait a second. If this is okay, because, you know, a lot of people felt strongly about a lot of things. There was a barber who wanted to cut hair who still lost his license.
He still is.
Still is.
He's cutting hair today.
He is?
Yeah.
Did he lose his license?
I don't think they ever took the license. The judge ordered it.
Yeah, they did.
Barbershop closed. He's still cutting hair.
They took his license. Or maybe it's not a license. I forgot what it's called. But I mean, that was that guy. Oh, my God. What a horrible person. Look at this person in Atlanta who cut hair, who had coronavirus. And yet, you know, and it could have affected 74 people. These super spreader hair people. And now you've got people who are right next to each other. Many of them aren't wearing masks. And we support them. And I don't understand it. I feel like either it wasn't that bad.
I don't support them. I want them wearing masks.
Either it wasn't that bad, or we're just suspending it because nobody wants to say anything because it would be taken wrong or something like that. But, you know, when you tell people they're killing people when they gather in groups of 10 or 100, and then all of a sudden you say nothing when they gather in thousands and thousands, it's really strange to me. And, you know, maybe I'm just being naive because I feel like I know what's happening. Is that everybody's tiptoeing around because we don't want to say anything to protesters because I don't want it all coming back on me. Or that's our base. We can't tell them what to do. We can't tell them not to do this because this means a lot to them. And fuck coronavirus because I got to get elected.
So who do you want to be telling them that's not telling them?
But the same people that were telling them before.
Well, you just said. You just said Whitmer told them to wear a mask.
No, but she was in people's faces about it before. She was saying, you're going to extend the stay at home.
Yeah.
I've heard anything.
Because nobody wants to hear that from her now. They want to know, what are you doing to stop any of this?
To stop any
of it. You don't think that this takes precedence over coronavirus right now or no?
Yeah, right now it does because it's right there. But, I mean, what I'm saying is no one, and you know, I'm tired of even talking about this, but no one is saying.
I think you can be concerned about both.
I know what I saw 3 weeks ago, and I know what I see now. I know what I saw a week and a half ago, and I know what I see now. What I saw a week and a half ago was this is life or death. This is worth losing 40 million jobs over. And now it's not. It's not a big deal. It's not, you know, hey, you know, socially distance if you can't. Try to wear a mask, but, you know, we support you. If this was all people carrying guns and screaming about their personal freedom or that it's unconstitutional to do this, then they would be screamed at and they would be told, get the fuck off the streets, get your fucking masks on and socially distance and get the fuck out of here. But that's not. Nobody's going to say that. Not even Cuomo, who, you know, this was all about ventilators and masks and, you know, not having enough. And now all of a sudden, 2 weeks ago, this would have been the biggest potential outbreak you could ever imagine. And no one is saying anything about emergency rooms and first responders and the fact that they could be overwhelmed by it.
Well, good. Hopefully they're prepared for it now.
But yeah, hopefully they're prepared for it now, but they would not have been, and they would have been telling them that we don't want this. So, I don't know. Cuomo is interesting because he is not only supporting the protesters, he was critical of New York City police last night. Schumer, president. Oh, he said the president is blurring the line between protesters and looters. Who cares? And that's what I say is, who cares who is who? It's got to stop. It just has to stop. What about all these people who are losing their businesses, who are losing their jobs, who are losing their livelihoods, who are, you know, and what about people burning shit down? And it's madness. It's just not important. It's all trumped by the one horrific thing that happened to George Floyd. And it is horrible. I don't mean to suggest that it's not. But I'm just really confused because I stayed at home for 2 months and so did everybody else. And now all of a sudden, I didn't really need to do that. If you had something that was really important, you could do it. Nobody would say anything. Or was it? Or does it depend who it's important to? Neil Cavuto had a guy on today who said, well, they weren't really talking about coronavirus. They were just talking about how politics has basically overwhelmed the law. That it's really about winning elections. And I think in large part it is. Because you don't want to offend the people who are potential voters who are out there. Trump, on the other hand, I think he knows that, you know, talking about law and order and, you know, fighting back, that would make his base happy, I guess. And carrying that's a Bible right. around would make his base happy, too.
Yeah.
So, like I said, it doesn't matter who's talking. I'll usually be less happy when they finish talking than before they were talking. And why there aren't more people saying something. I mean, when something like this happens, I expect anyone who's a leader, whether they're a governor or a mayor, to be front and center saying, fuck this. We can't have this. We can't have our town burned down. And some more successful than others. Detroit's been pretty amazing, honestly. I didn't really hear much until today, you know, the car that ran into people at Somerset Mall.
Mm-hmm.
And the cops who were shoving these guys around. And I don't know if there's some more video or some more incidents or some more, you know, firings coming up. But I don't know. It keeps my head spinning on a daily basis. And I just don't know how long does this go on? How long does this have to go on? If we just go, whatever. You know, I don't want to tell people to stop protesting because they got a right to protest. And we kind of had it coming, too.
Well, I think that is the difference between protesters and rioters. But I mean, if they're all one and the same to everybody, then, you know.
No, they're not one and the same.
I don't think they're one and the same.
No, I don't think anyone even says they're one and the same. But if one begets the other.
Didn't you just say Cuomo said that about Trump, like he was mad at Trump for grouping them together? I thought that's what you just said, that.
Hold on. Let me find my Cuomo quote. Cuomo was criticizing de Blasio, but he said that the president is blurring the line between protesters and looters. That's what he said. But whether the line is blurred or the line is not blurred, whoever's doing it is doing it.
Yeah.
And they have to be stopped. And I just don't know.
I don't think anybody disagrees with that.
But no one's stopping them. No one's doing what needs to be done to stop them. How do we stop them? I thought, well, you know, if you could get people to just take a break from protesting, at least they either come out or they don't come out. But you could focus on them, whoever they are. And, you know, some people say they're Antifa. I don't know. Some people say they're white supremacists. Which, you know, I don't know. You know, whoever stirs up shit,
they're criminals. Period.
Yeah, they're criminals. They're just bums. They're scumbags. They're pieces of shit. And the longer they do this, I think the more normal it becomes. And you know, and you do hear a lot of people do say, "Well, that's what you get." You know, that's how mad people are. So too bad.
I think that's a pile of other idiots saying that. I don't think that's a prevailing opinion.
No, it's not, but it doesn't take that many people to feel that way, which a lot of them do, apparently. I mean, I it's really weird to think that there's people who go, hey, look at all this going on, and the cops are overwhelmed, so I'm going to loot the store and get some shit. I don't even understand how that mindset works, except people say...
Well, maybe if you're poor and you already have a criminal mindset.
Yeah, I suppose.
And you've had nothing to do for the last 3 months.
But it just brings out the absolute worst.
You get free shit.
And I do believe that the more it goes on, the more normalized it becomes. And people go, you know, what's a few more buildings?
I don't think rioting and burning buildings will ever be normalized.
Not normalized, but it's just easier. I think when you see 20 people throwing a brick at a policeman, I think it's easier to throw a brick at a policeman.
Yeah, in that moment.
But that moment is what I care about. I don't want people getting hit in the head with bricks. And by the way, the people throwing bricks are, generally speaking, aren't getting arrested because there's so many of them.
Yeah. It's the problem with mobs.
Well, there's been a lot of arrests. I mean, have we seen from all of these arrests over the course of the last week which individuals are the leaders, which individuals are from their outside agitators, which ones are,
I don't know. And
just
I haven't,
that, just
honestly,
that guy that went to Chicago with all his bombs.
Yeah, I have not really gotten much of a lowdown on that.
Well, what did, let me see. The Free Press did a report on the number of arrests and tickets.
And by the way, I have good news today because I do have a boner line. In fact, I have a boner line and a little sub boner line for today.
Oh,
whenever you want to get into that,
what's
it can
a
help
sub
change.
Boner line? That sounds thrilling.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean by that? I'm intrigued.
Well, I guess it can be a kind of a teaser for the boner line, but this person worked so hard on getting everything down to the exact second that I thought that I should mash this together. A little bit of a teaser, a boner teaser.
Cock tease?
It's a little bit of a boner teaser. It's also a bit of a non sequitur, but here it is.
Hey, Doug, it's Drew. Just wanted to lay this down in message form, requesting a day off next Friday. I'm going to the World Series Thursday night. The Cubs, well, the Cubs are 5 hours away. I shouldn't speak so soon. But I've got a ticket to the Thursday night Cubs World Series game. This is next week.
Ooh, he was losing it there.
Just wanted to drop that in ASAP. 5 hours too soon.
Why don't you the Cubs? Why does it sound like that?
So I'll see you.
Isn't it horrible enough already?
That's awesome. Shouldn't he do a TikTok with it, Brandon, where he just lip syncs to Drew's message?
Right. That would make sense.
I thought that
was clever.
Can we do that with TikTok? Just have people lip sync things Drew says or Clark or drops?
I didn't even see it. Somebody was lip syncing it?
No, what they do on TikTok.
Oh, why was my voice going three times at three different?
No, that's what Brandon was saying. The guy was impersonating your message.
Oh.
Pacing and timing and everything.
Yeah, he impersonated it, and then I happened to put your message in there just to see how it matched up, up really good.
What brought that on? I mean, is that a little bit out of left field?
Well, it's a voice message. He's leaving a message. It's probably one of the most infamous voice messages.
I thought it was me twice. Honestly,
I thought it was paying attention.
No, I wasn't. Because I was thinking about this that we have not read. A couple commercials.
Focused.
Luke Nowacki is available, and Sockmine was up today, by the way.
Yeah.
It's so weird. I was watching Neil Cavuto, and he had a good guest on.
You mean Fox News?
Is Neil on Fox News?
Yeah.
Okay. I've watched more Fox News, CNN, and CNBC, or not CNBC, MSNBC, than I have in a long time, even more than during coronavirus. Anyway, Luke Nowacki... hopefully he got someone in something that went up today. He probably did, because that's what he does. He worries about your financial future and how to put you in the right investments and make sure that you will not outlive your money. If you have a 401k, if you have certain investments, they've been affected by coronavirus. They're probably affected by what's going on right now. And maybe you want to see if those are the places you should be going forward. And I know I, like many, just 401k. It's a statement that comes every 3 months. So I don't know what's going on. It's probably okay. Well, a little difference can make a lot of difference over time, as long as you might have a 401k or any investment for that matter. So if you want to get a checkup or you want to make a plan or you want to pay for your kids' education and you want to figure out how the hell am I going to do that, call Luke Nowacki at 248-663-4748. You can email Luke at lnowacki, LNOWACKI, at Pinnacle Wealth Strategies. Security Investment Advisory Services offered through Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated. Member FINRA SIPC. Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated is a separately owned and other entities, and our marketing names, product service reference here, are independent of Royal Alliance Associates. And should we do the boner line now? I guess we should.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell us about Manscaped.
Manscaped. Yeah, you know all about Manscaped, the 3.0, the greatest ball trimmer ever created, just released. And it is premium. The battery lasts up to 90 minutes, so you can just keep shaving and shaving and shaving and shaving. The water-resistant technology allows you to shave in the shower, too. And the LED light, which illuminates grooming areas for a closer, more precise trimming. And that great stand, that charging stand. Show off your mower with loud... Show off your mower loud and proud.
Oh, hot.
Because this intelligently designed stand... I've never seen anyone really advertise a stand.
Oh. No, it is it's a good stand, though. Right, Brandon?
It's a convenient charging dock powered by USB. So, get 20% off and free shipping with the code Drew at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. And they bring you the boner line.
And today's boner line is a very special edition, as it's a audio separated at birth edition.
All of it?
Audio separated at birth. Monkey mobile Mel and the make out with a guy.
Maybe she went in and wanted to lay a couple guys.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Audio separated at birth. The Donahue guy
and Monkey Mobile.
Oh, no.
No.
I don't know, you know. It happens.
Is that the answer you want to hear?
I have separated at birth Monkey Mobile Mel and the guy who says, sorry,
you lost. All right, that sounds great.
Sorry, you lost.
They got audio good. Separated at birth. 60 minutes and 50 seconds into the May 28th podcast, the wheelchair lady, she sounds a lot like the lady who could build a shelter from the rock.
I got punched in the head, so I got grabbed from behind.
We got enough rocks here, too. We could build a pretty decent shelter just using rocks.
Yep. I've got an audio separated at birth. The lady protesting in the wheelchair. And a guy protesting that got a full May face.
And then the Michigan State guy.
I got maced in the face.
I cannot believe that I was hit in the face with a full May spray.
Audio separated at birth. The lady that got hit in the Target riots in Holly Berry.
I got covered with fire extinguisher stuff.
Get away, there's a child!
The wheelchair lady's audio separated birth with, I was going to a modeling competition, lady.
I've already seen the EMTs and they told me to go home.
I was going to Shanghai for a modeling competition.
Got an audio separated at birth from May 31st, 2020, OJ and Pastor Manning.
I watched them arrest a CNN news crew. Holiday Inn.
Audio separated at birth on Friday's show about 23 minutes and 52 seconds in. The guy that called the police on the people working out in the gym and Kermit the Frog.
I'm Tom Austin. I'm a tenant in the building. Are you?
And hi, ho there. This is Kermit the Frog.
I got a separated birth. It might be weak, but the that didn't work out. Clip and Vince Vaughn.
What?
I don't know specific thing, but just this, to me, that guy sounds like Vince Vaughn.
I didn't know the Salvation Army was having a sale.
that didn't work out well, didn't it? That didn't work out well at all, did it?
Audio separated at birth. Alex Jones and Eli Zaret.
You know what? You're both idiots. How dare you? Oh, you're mentioning a Ford in the middle of a Lincoln spot. Do you understand that?
2 hours, 45 minutes in, separated at birth. Drew and David Trump.
I honestly can't tell you.
I couldn't honestly tell you.
Yeah, about 25:38 of the Thursday show, audio separated at birth. Drew and Antoine Dobson.
What? Which I think is really dumb.
You are so dumb.
What he did was dumb.
You are really dumb.
A 48 minutes on Sunday night show, Mark has a audio separated at birth. With Donald Sterling.
What else is new? Isn't he kind of, never mind.
There's no African American.
Never mind.
And 1 minute later, Drew has a audio separated birth with the Donald Sterling.
They don't. I mean, usually we're waiting.
I'm waiting and I'm waiting and I'm waiting.
That's it for the day.
That's great. That's beautiful.
Monkey Mobile Mel, by the way, I hope we really should. I'm
can't
afraid
call
that the
yet.
Auto separated
no.
births will they make him feel like we're making fun
yes.
of him again?
Yes.
I don't want that.
Yes.
He also, someone sent me an email that Monkey Mobile Mel is on Pawn Stars.
Really?
And it's, let's see. Oh, shit, I lost it. I think it's season 5, episode 3. How cool is that?
Episode
I mean, that's
three.
Like, he could be a whole half hour of Pawn Stars.
The episode called Blaze of Glory. Are you sure it's Pawn Stars?
Pawn Stars. I think so. Wait, where is it? Damn it.
Let's see if it's on.
Pawn Stars, season 5, episode 3. Yes.
Pawn Stars. Let's see if it's on demand.
That reminds me, I also got an email from someone who says that he wants a forensic accountant. It was Charles. He wants a forensic accountant.
This guy, he's so dead on.
To see if people are planting gardens, the ones that were complaining about not being allowed to buy garden stuff during the stay at home. He wants a forensic account to find out if they are now actively planting their gardens since they can.
Well,
were they really that upset about it?
There were a lot of people going, I can't even get seeds. Which I'm like, who starts a garden straight from seeds? That's time consuming. Just buy little seedlings.
And right. I got a couple of those, don't use my name, but. Did you find what you're looking for, Mel?
I'll get there. It is on demand.
So. Let me find this. One of them was a DM. And this guy did use his name. I'm not going to use his name, though, because he's probably going to get in trouble. Kidding. He was quoting me, which made me nervous. He was trying to help with what happens with cops and arrests, etc., where people end up dead. Okay, I can't find it, which is probably good.
I don't understand.
It's a really long. He was saying, he said, remember when you used to talk about, and then he starts saying that you never talk about it anymore, about how so many of these deaths, which we spend days and months and now the last few weeks with George Floyd, and George Floyd is a very different case, but a lot of these cases are situations where people are resisting arrest. And so what I was saying, and I don't know that he was directly quoting me or thinking about what I had said, was that couldn't we at least encourage people not to resist arrest, because this is where so many of these things happen. And if people did not resist arrest, it seems that there would be less deaths. Now, that I think the problem with that is it suggests that the people are responsible for their own deaths. And that's not the point at all. The point is that many of these, if people had simply, you know, gone along with the program, that they wouldn't be dead. And I understand that. I didn't really want to say anything like that, because I feel like you can't say that right now. I don't know why, but it just seems like it would be taken wrong, and it blames the victim. And I don't mean to blame the victim at all. I'm just think it's one of the things that would help, and it would help the cops too. I feel like cops at this point now have been so completely demonized that I'm not sure it would even work, or if anybody even listens to that. If you know, when you're in that moment, it probably wouldn't fucking matter. But I do think it's a good idea, whether it's practical or not. I was just more concerned about it being offensive, as were a couple of the people that suggested it. And that's becoming a more common thing of don't use my name, which yeah. It's always weird when we get in the don't use my name zone, because they're usually people that have you know, out of the box ideas, or, you know, a lot of times I say, boy, I don't know why you don't want to use your name. In fact, one guy was employed with the Big Three, and I was like, why can't you use your name? It seems to me you're part of a union. You've got, you know, people behind you.
it's depends, okay. Depends what the subject is.
A union.
Well, they weren't saying anything horrific. They just felt like, you know, you're dipping into an area where you could end up getting slammed. You know, just like I think for the Olivia Jades to talk about racism, sometimes it's just gonna go bad places, because, and I agree. I don't really want to hear what Olivia Jade thinks about this. She's 20 years old, for one thing.
The fact of the matter is, nobody wants to hear what anybody has to say about it.
Well, some people, I think, make great suggestions. But the problem is when everyone thinks they need to be heard, or that they should be heard, or that they have a voice. Fine. But, you know, a lot of people are going to say dumb things. Paris Jackson has a voice.
Yeah, great.
She made some great comments. She came out against white supremacy, which was a powerful moment at the MTV Awards a couple years ago.
Did you see he was marching in Ann Arbor with a mask on?
I did.
Sweet mask, too.
Yeah, Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah.
I read the whole story, and he supports the protesters also.
Isaiah Livers marched as well, a couple of football players.
I'm Jim Harbaugh!
As did, and this should really be, shouldn't this be the headline, that the police chief, Michael Cox of Ann Arbor, Washtenaw County Sheriff, the mayor, also joined the protest, the walk, and the rally?
Yeah, you know, that's been happening a lot, and we've seen it.
Exactly.
And it seems that it always works out well. Now, the story, this is kind of funny to me. Orion Tsang wrote the story today.
Yeah.
Was that a Free Press story?
I didn't see the Free Press one. I saw the MLive one.
Is Orion Tsang with MLive?
No, he's with the Free.
That's what I thought. Orion Tsang wrote the story on Jim Harbaugh. And this one comment, the story had just come out, and so I thought, oh, I bet there'd be a lot of comments on this. And I just like reading comments, because they tend to be so many silly comments. Anyway, the second comment is, joining Changelis and Wojo in the UMPR department. Wonder what they tell you to cover next.
It's a news story, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess it is.
Yeah, it's a news story.
Yeah. But, you know, it's funny. When I first saw the story, I was like, okay, that's all right. I mean, fine. What harm can that do?
Yeah, why do people have a problem with it?
Well, immediately people start thinking that it's some orchestrated thing behind the scenes. You know, Jim, it'd look good if you marched with the protesters, Jim. And get some of the, he's got some of his coaches with him also.
Here's the thing about Harbaugh. I don't think he really listens to many people.
If he wanted
to do it, he would do it. If they didn't want him to do it and he wanted to do it, he would still do it.
His son, who is the running backs coach, was also part of the march.
Yeah.
And by the way, he did not know that was his son when he interviewed him for that job.
No.
Like most.
He gave a different
relatives.
Name. He gave a name of Hey Jarbaugh. By the way, freshmen to be freshman football players report June 15th.
Wait a second. Will the students be on campus?
If they're summer school, I guess. I don't know.
But the president said that if the students aren't on campus, that they can't be on campus playing football.
When's fall semester start?
Well, summer school's going on.
Well, then I guess they're on campus. They're summer school.
Oh, summer school is live? People
you
are actually
said,
in classes?
You just said it was.
No, I said there would be summer school.
I don't know. They were just told to report to campus on June 15th.
I don't think there's summer school.
I guess it's entirely voluntarily able to do this.
Is it really voluntary?
Tested for COVID-19 upon arrival.
Can you really not show up and not have that be an issue?
Not if you want to play.
It's not really voluntary.
The way it works.
Why do they call it voluntary? Because it
avoids some stupid, silly NCAA rule.
Exactly. So it's not voluntary. New poll found Vice President Joe Biden gaining 5 points over President Trump since nationwide protests in response to George Floyd's death erupted. With most response giving the president's record on race relations low marks, and 52% said he is a racist. Poll of 1,600 adults, Biden leading Trump by 8 points, 48% to 40%. It's up from 3 points in the previous poll.
He'll end up with Trump will win.
54% said Trump should stop tweeting compared to 33% who said he should continue. A plurality of 45% said race relations have gotten worse in the last 10 years compared to 40% who said they've stayed the same and 14% who said they've improved. The YouGov poll's respondents broadly support the goals of protesters but have mixed views about them. Over 80% said they support measures like training police to de-escalate conflicts and put more police accountability measures in place. 67% said they force banning restraint of suspects by the neck.
What percent?
67%.
That's it?
Yeah, well, that's a lot. 10% said they see the protests in Minneapolis as mostly peaceful. 25% say they see them as equally peaceful protests and violent riots, and 51% said they see them as mostly violent riots. Americans are split on the motives of the protesters, with 43% saying they have a genuine desire to hold police accountable, while 40% said they have a longstanding bias against the police. There was also, boy, that's a surprising number. There was also little support for more hardline anti-police stance of some protesters. Just 16% said they support cutting funding for police departments. 65% oppose such a proposal. And I haven't seen many polls on this topic, but I would think they would be coming fast and furious soon.
Oh, wait, I don't think that's Monkey Mobile Mel on Pawn Stars.
Pawn Stars? Who is it?
Oh, it's just some guy. I mean, we can hear his voice, but it certainly didn't look like him. I mean, I'm trying to remember what Mel looks like.
Oh, I know what Mel looks like.
Did that look like it? Can you see it at all or no?
I can't see your screen, no. I'll show you.
It's some guy selling a car.
Maybe we need to
email or joking?
Do we need to call Monkey Mobile Mel to make to get clarity?
No way.
Look at the screen. This is Mel.
Hi, Bugsy Siegel.
No, sir.
Yeah, that's not Mel. That's the guy selling the car.
Dad turned down 25 from a guy in the casino, so there's no way that I would go under 15.5.
Kind of has that Chicago accent.
Not take a dime less.
Not one dime.
You always expect some give and take.
That's not Mel. Fake news.
Here's another poll. 54% of Americans say they support demonstrations decrying the death of George Floyd. Those who support the protests include 69% of Democrats, 49% of independents, while Republicans were split with 39% in support and 38% opposing. African Americans are more likely to approve of the protests. 66% of white Democrats backed the protest. Only 38% of white Republicans agreed. 52% of adults said they believe police violence against the public is a very serious problem, up 6 points from a July 2016 poll. 58% said they believe racial discrimination against black people is one of the biggest problems facing America today. That's from Axios?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what Axios is.
It's a news.
Yeah.
News site.
Nearly half of Americans disapprove of Trump's handling of the protests. Let's see. Some voters say they're now more likely to vote for Vice President Joe Biden. It's funny how often you hear that, too, when there's a Trump poll.
What was it?
Like, it always seems like 15% more women in this demographic now say they would not vote for Trump. And it seems like with all those people who keep saying that he wouldn't be 8 points behind Biden, he would be way behind.
It really just depends on who's going to go out and vote.
CBS, but, you know, the polls are significant. If
sure.
They're real.
That's how people feel right now.
A CBS News poll released on Tuesday found 40% of respondents disapprove of the president's response to the events. 32% approve. Another 19% said they hadn't heard enough.
Mm.
Only 30% of those polled approve of the response by Vice President Joe Biden. Really? He barely said anything. 42% said they haven't heard enough from Biden. Well, there you go. 25% said they disapprove. 45% said Trump is doing a poor job. 32% said he's doing an excellent job. 11% said he's doing a fair job. Both polls conducted before.
42%, 38%.
The protests intensified.
Did you see who's getting canceled now?
Who?
Chris Novoselic.
No! Yeah. Nirvana?
Yep.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, no. What has Chris Novoselic done?
He said Trump's speech last night knocked it out of the park.
So.
I know many of you can't stand him. However, Trump knocked it out of the park with his speech.
What actually is canceling Chris Novoselic? What are we canceling?
Nothing.
Nirvana. Nothing. Nirvana's done.
Nobody gets canceled.
Sorry, Gen X. That's on you.
I'm so sorry for Courtney Love and all the publishing royalties that she's going to miss out on.
Yeah, right. So I'm sure a lot of people care.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, he had a whole...
Why would I not think that Chris Novoselic would say that?
So here's what he wrote. Wow! 3 exclamation points. I know many of you can't stand him. However, Trump knocked it out of the park with this speech. I drove from some city in Washington I can't pronounce to Seattle and back today, and I've seen countless fellow Washingtonians on the road. I did not see any violence, but a Tesla supercharging station at an Auburn mall was closed off by police. Driving, I passed by regular folk who are already stressed about the COVID situation. Now, social media and television are looping images of societal breakdown. I agree the president should not be sending troops into the states, and he legally might not be able to anyways. Nevertheless, his tone in the speech was strong and direct. I have been watching the images in the media and thinking about how polarized our country is. I mean, even wearing medical masks in the public can be seen as a political statement. The violence and not the protest appear as a leftist insurrection. Imagine if the so-called patriot militias were raising this kind of hell. If this were the case, left-wing people would welcome federal intervention. Most Americans want peace in their communities, and President Trump spoke to this desire, never mind the legal details that few understand. Trump said he would stop the violence, and this speaks to many. He makes a lot of good points. It's that first line, though, that is going to make people
really
upset. Yeah,
knock it out of the park sounds a little much.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say so.
Actually,
hasn't he, like, run for office?
I think
hasn't
he did.
Been
I think
a
you're
politician?
Right, Brandon. I don't know if he win?
I don't know.
But I think he did run for something at some time.
Yeah.
Somebody's saying something.
Novoselic.
What's for dinner? Brandon just got dinner delivered. Look
dude,
how excited he is, too.
Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was just going to say, what are you eating, Brandon?
Hold it up.
I'm going to guess. I'm going to predict that he doesn't know.
Some broccoli, some
this
rice.
That's
carb heavy, man.
It's an identifiable meal.
Yeah.
It's coconut shrimp with broccoli and rice.
Mm.
It's not all pureed together like usual?
No, it's not. I'm very excited.
I'm jealous. Looks delicious.
You know, on Novoselic's comments, it's interesting. Trump's speech, I barely heard a word about it today. The lead story this morning was that they fired tear gas and flash bombs at peaceful protesters to clear out Lafayette Park so that he could walk and have a photo op across the street.
Yeah. Did you hear the word as to why that he wanted to do that photo op? Because there's fear inside that he's losing the evangelical base.
How do you lose the evangelical base?
So Hope Hicks came up with that idea.
Oh, nice job, Hicks.
And Bill Barr's the one that, and he admits it, that he, you know, had the protesters moved out of the way a half hour before the curfew. Remember we were watching that. I thought it was really weird because they weren't doing anything. It's like, well, why are they moving them out? Then he gave his speech and then he did his that cool. I love the way he holds a book. It's really normal the way he holds that book.
That whole thing was so
book that way.
Weird.
It was very strange and it was really annoying and it was very transparent. I would think if you're an evangelical, you would think you would see through it and see how transparent that is. But then again, I don't know if he I guess you just love him anyway.
All photo ops, in my opinion, are just bullshit.
Sure, but isn't there a right time for it? I don't know.
I don't know why Bill Barr thought that was a good idea. But you know, the substance of it, or rather the substance of the response was all about moving the protesters, which. You know, I guess they had curfew in 20 minutes, and they claim, this is the amazing thing, I never know who to believe, because the Parks Department and various people said they were warned three times, and they would not move.
Sure.
But everyone I saw who, you know, supports the protesters or was there, well, everyone supports the protesters, whoever was there was saying they did not warn anybody and, you know, well, on and on and on.
I think can't both be true? I mean, that's the thing about a big crowd. Not everybody hears the message.
You know, either they warned them or they didn't. But to say they didn't warn them, and not everybody heard it. But I would think there would be a consensus by 5 o'clock today that there was a warning given. It was a weak warning or people didn't get the warning or something. But to have one side saying they were warned three times and the other side say, no, there was no warning whatsoever. And the tear gas, too, is now a topic of upset because they said there was no tear gas, and last night and this morning there was tear gas, according to all the reports.
I'm just trying to think back when we were watching it. I don't think I saw tear gas. I think there were those flash, Did you see the reporter in Seattle that got hit by?
Oh yeah,
I did. I was watching that live.
Oh, that was crazy.
Was that a flash bomb?
Yeah, it hit her like right in the leg.
Was she okay?
Eh, I don't know. She screamed and ran off the camera and swore a bunch.
Well, they were on camera shortly after that because Brian Williams was trying to be Mr. Sensitive.
Brian Williams is still. Did he say that he was in all the protests?
No, he not yet.
That'd be great if he starts throwing out whoppers. But he knew Derek Chauvin and he told him not to be a racist.
The girl was just, you know, she ran away and the crew ran with her and it was really weird. And then they're all up against a fence and they're about to start talking and Brian Williams says, I'm not really comfortable with you being backed up against a fence. Why don't you find out if you're okay? I love when anchors start acting so sensitive.
You don't care.
You know, it's like, look, I got to get this fucking story. I might as well score some points.
All right, Drew, you got to look at the TV really quick. I think CNN's talking to somebody, and all I can think of, it's an officer, and it might be the police chief of Denver, and he marched yesterday, but my first thought was, when did Greg Louganis go and become a cop? Doesn't he look just like Greg Louganis?
there is a resemblance to Louganis.
Very excited about that Separate at Birth. Brandon, will you look it up immediately? I think it's the Denver police chief. Tell me he doesn't look like Greg Louganis.
What the fuck is going on there? What are all those people lying down with their handcuffs?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just focused on Louganis. Oh, they're laying down with their hands behind their back so people can come arrest them. That's a bad picture of him.
What is the point of that?
I don't know. And then there's the Genesee County Sheriff.
They're all lined up. You go back. I just want to hear what they're doing.
Well, I don't know if that's what he's talking about. I think it's just
look at the computer screen real quick for this.
Doesn't he look like him? Doesn't he look just like Louganis? Yeah. Louganis
a lot.
Louganis, as Clark used to call him.
Yeah, I only refer to him as Louganis as a out of respect for Mike Clark.
What he would have wanted.
Can't be here saying it.
We fully support peaceful protests. We want to hear voices. We want to hear those messages. It's about that voice and not violence. We want dialogue over destruction, and we will support peaceful protests. We have been very patient with exercising good judgment and discretion on those curfew arrests, and that's what will take place tonight as well.
I see. So they're putting their hands behind it.
Yeah, they're blocking a road, so they instead of getting pushed or whatever, they're just ready to be arrested, I guess. That's how I took it. Well, you know, they're not really even talking
about
it.
I'm sorry. I support the protesters like everyone else. What's the point of that? Is it to make the police look bad?
No.
Why do you want to be arrested?
They're working. Well,
I mean, haven't the police been pretty tolerant?
Yeah.
So what's the point of
I think they're helping
arresting them?
I think they're helping them.
What do you mean by helping them?
Because they're willing to be arrested instead of, you know, pushed out of the way. So they have their hands behind their back.
Why not just be gone at the curfew?
Sure. Well, they might have
one is blunting. No,
they put the video up there to get people's attention, and it worked.
The ability to protest is not being curtailed, hardly at all. So I don't know what the point of being arrested is. That's just a lot of work for the police who are needed. And
I don't know what they're doing.
Whatever. I mean, who knows? Maybe the police did something horrible that I don't know about. By the way, I was looking around for polls on this, and
why do you say the police did something horrible there?
Well, the story is about
Denver. The story is about the Denver police chief working with them.
Well, I just don't know. Why would you want to be arrested for violating curfew?
I don't know what they were doing. I don't know what they were doing. They were laying on the ground with their hands behind their back.
All I see is a lot of paperwork and a lot of hassle for the police. By the way, one of the cops, I mentioned earlier that I find that when people in the protests or the police are talking about it, usually they're more sincere and they make much more reasoned comments than any politician will ever say, because the politician always has to worry about his side and the other side, or her side and the other side. So this cop was just saying that, well, first of all, he was completely exhausted. He was kind of bumped and bruised up, not badly, but he was pissed because he said that they're arresting people who are looting and doing this and doing that. And he said, they're right back out in the streets.
Mm-hmm.
He said they get bailed out.
Because Chrissy Teigen
is there bailing them out. And they're right back out. He said, they're just causing more trouble immediately.
That's why I said there should be some kind of vetting by Teigen.
Yeah, come on, Teigen. Come on, Rogan. So all this bailout money is that going to people who are committing crimes
that
they're arresting? People who are looting? I mean, that's
really
nice.
You're putting it in the hands of the charity to figure that part out.
Anyway, the weird thing I was looking at in this other poll was that this poll done 5 days ago said 64% of adults were sympathetic to those protesting right now. Well, that YouGov poll, the one that was out today, is 54%. So,
wait, what was the first percent?
It was 64% supported the protesters 6 days ago. Now it's down to 54%.
Anytime something goes on, you lose support.
Well,
the longer it goes on.
So doesn't that, I mean, isn't that all the more reason to maybe take some time off and let this thing cool down and stop people from losing their businesses, stop people from losing their property, and more than anything, stop people from getting hurt? Because
that should be happening anyway.
Yeah. I mean, all this unrest and upset, and people do understand it over this guy who had this knee in his neck for 9 fucking minutes. So why can't there be sympathy to the people who are getting hurt by this activity?
I think there is a lot of sympathy,
but not enough to stop it.
If they just go home when it's curfew time, then you can deal with the ruffians.
Oh man, it just sucks. I mentioned this when you were leaving yesterday. Someone sent me a video of Tim Timpa, I believe is his name. We have listeners in Dallas. We have listeners all over the place, actually, which is really kind of cool because people send me stuff from Seattle. Look at this shit involving Seattle police, blah, 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 you know. And it's nice to hear from other cities and how they're responding and how people feel about what's going on there. Anyway, in Dallas, and this was one of those, just for the record, he sent me this thing on Tim Timpa, and this guy's been an EMT, he's been a cop, he's been in this kind of public service for a long time. And he said that Tim Timpa died after the police restrained him, handcuffed on the ground, much like George Floyd, for, they said 14 minutes in one exchange I heard, which is the family's lawyer, and this was a while ago, this wasn't just
a few days ago.
And
4 minutes.
He said 14, but
I'm just reading it now.
The cops are joking around. This guy's dead. They don't know it, but they're just joking around, laughing and chuckling. And this guy, who is, I think, off his meds.
I'm sorry, 14 minutes, 4 minutes once he became unresponsive to start CPR.
Okay. the cops are laughing. They don't know he's dead. This guy is screaming, "You're killing me," over and over and over. And he is, I think he's off his meds. I believe that was what was going on with him. He was out of his mind. And the point of the guy that sent it to me was saying that, "I think this is delirium." And I think they did say it was, the guy was suffering from delirium.
One other correction. 2016 is when it happened.
Okay.
One other correction. Tony Timpa. Not
Tony Timpa. Okay, fuck.
All right. So in 2016, well, you know, Timpa.
I think that makes the point, though, way that we know nothing about this.
Yeah, I don't remember.
And this was kind of a, kind of a big deal locally. He said it really wasn't a big story nationally. He said a lot of people heard about it. And a lot of people talked about it. And there was a lot of upset about it. But Tony Timpa is a big, fat, white guy who's 35 years old. And so and I don't know what purpose this serves to say, but a white guy too. It's not, that's not the point. The point was that this guy was trying to make as an EMT was that he feels that the same delirium that Tony Timpa was experiencing is probably similar to what George Floyd was experiencing. And they both were held face to the ground for long periods of time by the police when they were experiencing delirium, which is, you know, obviously not a good thing.
Yeah.
And you know what? We should close on this note because I think this is, I don't know why I'm laughing about this, because I just want some desperate effort to, because I got to tell you, this business of coronavirus for 2 months and this for a week, I don't know how many people are depressed over just this constant feeling of, I mean, it makes me feel shitty. I hate it. Every time George Floyd video comes up, I just feel rottenness. I mean, just feel bad. It's just like, I think I feel bad because of a myriad of reasons, mostly because that guy's head is against the ground under the bumper of a car, and there's three cops there standing there doing nothing.
By the way, I'm looking through, like, so August of 2016 is when Tony Timpa had this situation. I'm like, I wonder what else is going on. Obviously, the election was going on, but so was Zika virus. Remember that fun thing?
Yeah.
And the Olympics. So I don't know. Is that why? Oh, plus there's no good video.
No, it's
there's
because no good video. He's not. No, there's. I watched a long video.
Oh, there's video.
And they're laughing.
No, I mean, not body cam video because that came out later. I mean, in 2016 when he died, there was nobody standing next to him filming it.
Well, I personally think it's because he's a white guy, and it's not in the same sequence of stories,
sure,
the many
it
stories,
too.
But it's horrific, and the fact that the cops are just laughing and chuckling, you know, does make it a lot
worse.
What
happened to the police?
I don't even know. I really don't. Somebody sent me the EMT sent me that last night, and I started watching it, and it's like, oh, Jesus, this sucks. And then I realized about halfway through that, oh, fuck, this guy's going to die. And then I just saw the video, clicked it, started watching. I'm like, what the fuck is this? And then I hear the guy, you're killing me, you're killing me. And he's really out of his mind. And I think the cops think he's on something.
Yeah.
And in a weird way, I was a little sympathetic to the cops because, you know, all the stuff that they see on a daily basis – and all the insanity, this is just another crazed person, you know, who is on some, I mean, I actually thought he was on something, too. I didn't know what the fuck you would be on that would make you act that way, but I believe he was off his meds.
All charges were dropped earlier this year against the three officers.
There you go.
They were only misdemeanor deadly conduct charges.
I'm surprised because he was dead for, I mean, a significant period of time.
Erratic behavior is what he was arrested for. But, you know, we don't have the benefit of watching the video, all the videos like we did with George Floyd.
Well, but again, the story was, it's not the kind of story that's going to excite people or get people upset like George Floyd. It's just not the same. And I don't really know, other than the fact that the guy was 35 years old and he was, you know, out of his mind. But it's horrible to watch. I mean, I just fast forward through some of it. It's just terrible. Yeah. But anyway, the
sad.
The other story was this 17-year-old who was pulled over by Officer Chauvin.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Weird thing about Officer Chauvin, by the way. I heard he was on suicide watch. That's the last thing I heard.
Yeah, that's all we know.
I mean,
sure, he's doing great.
It's really incredible.
No one cares about him.
No.
His wife, on the other hand, I believe she has filed a request to change her last name. So.
She also said she wants nothing from the divorce. She just wants out now.
He's not going to have anything.
Hey, you know, I was going to ask, remember the girl who shot the guy in his apartment? Because that was sort of one of the, you know, police shooting people while they're unarmed. Yeah. And I really thought that was a
Geiger.
Fluke.
Mm-hmm.
So many people... You know, it's like, honestly, there's so much noise now. It's like, she knew where she was. They knew each other. You know how that stuff all starts up? And you're like, oh, wait, were they having sex? Were they you know, fooling around? Did she hate this guy for some reason? And honestly, the floors were identical, although he had a mat! Well, in the end, I honestly thought that she went into an apartment and it was one below hers or one above hers, and she thought it was hers, and she reacted in a pretty insane way, if you ask me, because why didn't she run out the door?
Yeah.
That would have been a whole lot easier. But that story was strange because it ended on such a, you know, an understanding note where the judge hugged her and she hugged the family and... What happened to her? What did she get? Did she get a year in prison or something?
I thought she got like 10 years.
Did she get 10 years? Oh, my God. What a terrible... That was just brutal. Anyway, the 17-year-old
kid...
Brandon?
She did get 10-year murder sentence, yeah.
But she was at least apologetic and... I don't know.
Play the 17-year-old kid who was pulled over by Officer Chauvin after a Nerf gun fight.
This is the softest story ever.
I know, and I think this kid is soft. I'm sorry, I don't mean to pile on, but I just feel he's a little bit soft.
All right, real quick, look at your computer screen. Come on, tell me this kid.
Oh, he does. He does look a little bit like Dylann Roof.
Oh, God! I thought they were the same person for a second.
Same haircut, man.
All right, let's cue this up. This was an interview that he did with CNN. It's a little long, so I'm going to try to find some of the
Oh, my God, how they dig this guy up, this kid.
Oh, you can play the whole thing, Brandon. It's
18
it's,
prior
it's worth
complaints
hearing.
Filed against him. This is according to the police department. One of those complaints was from our next guest, Christopher Berg. Berg says that back in 2013, when he was 17 years old, Officer Chauvin held him and three friends at gunpoint after they shot a Nerf gun.
I'm fucking 17.
Christopher Berg joins us now. Christopher, thanks so much for being here. And so let's just go
Pussy.
Back to that day. You were having a Nerf gun battle with
wiener.
Your friends, which, as I understand it, was sort of a tradition on the last day.
He gets weenier and weenier as it goes.
In like Minneapolis or in your neighborhood. And then what happened?
Yeah. You mean Adrian
so
Brody.
It was about a few weeks before school was out, actually. We were all split into teams, and the goal is to try to hit people on the other teams.
Cool.
Wait, how old are you?
So I was coming home, 17. Being dropped off by a few friends.
Team Nerf
and
ball
when
guns?
We were about two blocks away from my house.
Jeez, why don't you go cry about it?
Shot a Nerf dart out the window. You know, it was a brightly colored orange foam dart.
Yeah, we know what Nerf things look like.
And we didn't really think anything of it. A few moments later, the friend pulled up in front of my house. I got out. We had no idea at this point in time that
are you okay?
Following us or any of that.
You're a pin drop.
So I get out of the car, I grab my things, turn around. All of a sudden, there are officers on me with guns aimed at me.
Freeze!
Screaming at me. I can't repeat some of the things they said to me.
Oh,
on my
yeah,
TV.
You can.
Well, what types of things? I mean, just I know you can't say, like, profanity, but what were they yelling at you?
They were telling me to get back in the car, put my hands up. And so I complied with those orders. I dropped my bags on the ground, put my
Freeze,
hands up,
mother
and
bitches!
Slowly got back in the car, trying to not make any sudden movements. They then approached the car, still with guns drawn, and asked which one of us had shot the Nerf dart. So at that point, they admitted, essentially, that they knew it was only a Nerf dart and not something
Ooh,
more serious.
You are clever.
Yet still they made the choice to pull real guns on us.
That's incredible. So they knew that it was a Nerf gun. They were, I mean, I've read your report, they were hollering all sorts of profanity at you, and they had their guns drawn on.
If they knew it was a Nerf gun, and four cops pulled guns on this kid,
yeah,
that's pretty fucking ridiculous.
That's totally ridiculous.
It almost makes me go, you sure they, four cops pulled their guns on you? I mean, four cops?
Well, knowing what we know about Chauvin and all the other things he's done, I don't think that's out of the realm of possibility.
I don't, you know, I haven't read about all these complaints against Chauvin. I just, I mean, he's history. He's cooked. It almost doesn't
Freeze!
Matter.
Well, you're bunching, buddy. I'm a cat.
Well, there's a lot of complaints against him.
18.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, when you read that, and I did a little more reading on it, that number is ridiculous. But there are a lot of cops with multiple complaints against them. And what happens is, first of all, a lot of people complain. Not always people that really have a complaint. But the other thing is, the union will go to bat for them every single time. And, you know, that's part of the problem of this is the way justice works in this. They have a very strong union, and they have people who defend them. They'll go to the wall for them. On this one, and I'll just prepare you for something very funny at the end. The reporter from CNN says that they reached out to Officer Chauvin's attorneys and to the city of Minneapolis and got no response, you know, as if they have time to really, you know, deal with
this wiener.
This soft 17-year-old and his Nerf gun friends.
Like that could have been me.
Is a Nerf gun fight really appropriate for 17-year-olds?
I would have Drew us thinking that. No, I would say no.
And not to mention,
maybe if you're older and college and drunk, it's a little more fun.
Yeah, that
I got in trouble.
Go ahead.
I got in trouble as a kid for pointing a stick at a police officer like a gun, but he didn't point a gun at me. He just scolded me. Told my mom.
Told your mom. What a narc!
I had a gun pointed at me that one day when I was late for work and I got pulled over. Yeah, and I got out of the car.
Well, you didn't comply.
No, I didn't comply. I got out of the car, and the guy was like,
"There's your white privilege."
He got out and pulled a gun on me and was pointing it right at me. I was like, "Whoa!" This is at like 5:30 in the morning.
Why'd you get out of the car?
Because I was in a fucking hurry, and I thought it might be someone I knew.
Oh, okay.
And I just
there's only one way to test that.
What could be more important? What could be more important than me getting to work on time?
What are you doing? Why would you get out?
Stupid. It was probably 15 years ago.
Oh, man.
I don't think I knew for a long time that you weren't supposed to do that. Not that I typically did it.
Yeah.
All right, let's
Jeez, why don't you go cry about
let's
it?
Hear this poor guy.
On you. And then what happened? Were one of you detained in the police car?
Yeah. The person who shot the dart admitted to having done that. And so he was detained in the squad car for what felt like an eternity while the rest of us were still in the car, still with our hands up.
Are you okay?
And eventually...
Are you okay?
We were all... Eventually, they let him go. They let all of us go. None of us were charged with any crimes. And when I was exiting the vehicle, after being told that I could, one of the officers, I don't recall if it was Chauvin or the other one, they said to me that most of us will be 18 by the end of the year, which means we'll go to big boy jail. And considering which one of us is in big boy jail now, that
big boy jail.
Well
jail.
That is an ironic twist. And so you're feeling
that is an ironic twist. That's a good drop.
George Floyd's death. I know that this incident came flooding back to you. And what is your feeling?
It's not about him.
Could have been him, Mark.
Horrified when
it wasn't.
Listen to this. Just listen to this.
The only thing I could think was what would have happened differently if my friends and I weren't all white.
Like that could have been me.
How would Chauvin and his partner have escalated that situation even further, potentially lethally?
Like that could have been me.
Yeah. How could you not think
just
that?
Just another white guy co-opting a black guy's story.
How could you not think that?
Saying that you believe that your whiteness saved you from a worse
fate. Like that could have been me.
I really think it did. I think if we weren't white, you know, they actually told my mom after the incident was over that we had been trying to elude them, which was preposterous since we didn't know that they were even behind us. They didn't use their sirens or anything. So I think if we were not white, they would have spun that into the narrative. When I got out of the car after supposedly saluting them, you know, they would have seen that as a threat. And the whole narrative could have really been crafted in a different way that,
like that could have
many
been me.
People would probably be saying it was justified.
Oh, really?
Just shut up. I don't know you are in trouble, Mike. Just get out of here.
That's Mom.
For a Nerf ball fight. Would have been justified.
Get off the fucking TV, dude.
First of all,
I would be
there
so.
Are no, there are not look, 4 17-year-old black guys who would have a Nerf ball fight. They wouldn't do that.
Obviously, it's terrible if this happened the way you said it. Let's just say that if that's so, I don't think I'd be telling the story on CNN.
Not in the middle of this. Exactly. No, it's fucking ridiculous.
What a selfish little punk.
And when she got into the whole business of, we tried to contact Minneapolis police. We tried to contact Officer Chauvin's attorney. I'm surprised Officer Chauvin's attorney didn't call him and tell him to fuck off. Fuck you.
You're not going to believe
this. Are you kidding me?
They just released the audio from his lawyers, from Chauvin's lawyers to CNN.
Oh, what? What? I couldn't hear that last part. The connection just got really bad. Thanks a lot, though.
It's crazy.
Okay.
Crazy.
By the way, seeing this kid does not help you get sympathy for him. It really doesn't. And there must be something horrible inside of me right now.
If anything, he should have been roughed up from the way he looks. Oh, not because he's white, because he needs some toughen up.
And it's a haircut.
Oh, big boy prison, big boy jail thing. I don't know why I laughed out loud when he first said
that. I'll tell you why
you
laughed. I'll tell you why you laughed out loud. Because you knew that phrase would have an effect on a wiener like that. Can you imagine saying that to
big boy jail?
Can you imagine saying that to like an 18-year-old black guy? You're going to go to big boy jail. Probably laugh in the cop's face. What are you talking about?
Now, this is years later. I think the kid's, what, 24, 25 now? And he
no
looks
way.
Like he's he looks like he's 11 right now.
I thought this was this year. I swear to God. Brandon, did he say the part? Because I think I missed
it. Oh, you going to cry? Oh, don't cry. It'll look bad with your widow Captain Kangaroo haircut.
He does have a Captain Kangaroo.
Does, totally.
This kid, he's 24 years old.
Can we dox
now,
this kid?
So this happened 7 yes, years ago.
Dox him!
Let's see what we can find out about this kid. Let's
this
see.
Is no better than Olivia Jade.
Chris, no way. I'm going to see what can we learn about him.
Did I miss the part, by the way, where he said that, it was really ironic him ending up in jail now, so his comments didn't age very well.
I know that you filed a report because that was such, you felt, excessive, an excessive response for the firing of a Nerf gun. And the police called you, I guess, a month later and said that they couldn't divulge that what had happened, what the end result of the report was, but they acknowledged that you had filed one, which was sort of, I know, an unsatisfying response for you. We want to let our viewers know that we, CNN, did reach out to the Minneapolis Police Department.
Stop.
We were directed to the city attorney's office.
Blah,
they have not
blah,
responded
blah.
To our request for comment. We also reached out to former officer Derek Chauvin, his attorney, and we have not heard
oh,
back.
Oh, stop. Yeah, they were going to respond to you.
His
comments didn't age very well.
His kid's Twitter and Instagram are private.
Ooh.
I'm sure people have been very mean
you know,
to him.
You know why I assumed he was 17? Because honestly, if you had told me that, you know,
like
I think
17.
He's 24, when saying going looking back 7 years, I would have said, no, that's impossible. Yeah. Because there's no way at age 24 you would want to reference that you were in a team Nerf gun fight at age 17.
I'm fucking 17.
I know. Just let it go, my man.
Come on. Oh, boy. Well, it certainly had a lot to the narrative. Yeah. He likes that word. Get us out of here. Holy shit, it's 10. Oh, my God. No,
I
long
know.
Show. Jesus.
Oh, he started late.
And we forgot to call
him. And we forgot to call who? Oh, yeah, Lenny. We should call Lenny. Oh,
man. Lenny's going to end up like Stan. We're going to go, we got to call Lenny every day for like a year.
And we forgot to play Sharon Stone's important instructions.
Oh, well, you could play that over the outro.
How to build a safe room. Nah, it's more fun to
play
make
it after the outro.
No, it's more fun to make fun of her and play drops because she's very affected. She wants to teach everybody how to make a safe room, because that's really something everybody can do right now and wants to do.
Wouldn't the news be more interesting if they played all the dopey things people, celebrities say on...
Yes.
I think they should spend at least... Shouldn't they have a primetime special on it?
Didn't that used to be what TMZ was? And now TMZ is an apologist for every celebrity.
Oh, my God. Harvey is so angry.
Well, they need them. They need these celebrities. So you'll never hear them say anything bad about the Kardashians. Nothing, ever.
No.
Or any celebrity, really.
Nope.
They really don't say anything bad about celebrities, where before, that's all it was.
Harvey was livid about Trump clearing out Lafayette Park. And, I mean... He went on and on and on. He was so pissed. I think he was more mad than Charles.
Look at that protester doing the electric slide in L.A.
Yeah. What the fuck?
Yeah, or maybe it's the hustle. I don't know which one they're doing.
Well, they might as well combine real life. They might as well have classes, art classes and stuff at the protest, because their whole lives are spent, I mean, honest to God. Is this because of the pandemic that people are able to protest so much?
I think that's a big, big part of it. And the weather was nice. I really think that's a huge part of it.
Yeah, rain would not be easy on the protests.
Great weather for a Nerf gun fight.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow.
NBC News anchor Brian Williams has been busted for telling some tall tales.
The plane landed in the Hudson River here in New York City. Captain Brian Williams was hailed as a hero for his perfect emergency landing.
Liar, liar, pants on fire, and he's burning through pants at a furious pace.
Yeah, that's the ticket.
Whether it's saving puppies, watching dead bodies float by, being robbed at gunpoint of Christmas tree cash, or having his chopper shot down by an RPG.
Why would you make up a lie like that?
What are we to make of this flurry of whoppers from one of the world's most trusted and beloved talking heads, Brian Williams?
How dare you lie like that?
Are these embellishments true, or could some of these whoppers be whoppers?
You liar.
For the discerning news junkie, we turn to the Sports Radio 105.1 Williams Whoppers tote board for the truth. The latest alleged pile of bull from the mouth of Brian Williams involves... Williams spewed this total crap back in... On the Williams Whopper scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being complete bullshit, this tale scores a... and brings the current total of blatant lies, embellishments, total bullshit, lies, exaggerations, Walter Mittyisms, fantasies, truth stretchers, and total crap to... Stay tuned for additions to the Brian Williams Whopper Tote Board.
You liar!
We now return you to regular programming.
I'm a liar. Yeah, I'm a liar. LYIN apostrophe.